This summer, one group will change all that you know about the internet. They came to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And they're all out of gum. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
But the phone itself is radiation.
You're a phone!
Starring Ryan.
Gays are like smoking, drinking, or cars. They don't kill people, but they lead to things that kill you.
John.
Personal life, everyone already knows that I was attempted at rape.
Marie. Royce.
You know, I was honestly turned on by Hanson when I thought the drummer was a girl.
Sean.
I'm used to having these big black things in front of my mouth.
Chickens. And producer Dutch.
Oh, Mike, you're the one who fought those girls.
Oh, my God.
Hippo Juice, nigga.
Welcome to a very special edition of Dutch and Royce.
Hold on, I fucked up.
All right.
I have to do it previously. I put him in the wrong order.
Is that why it's special?
God damn it.
Nah, it's fine. Don't worry about it, man.
All right,
just
whatever.
Keep going. We'll just play that at break. It's not a big
deal.
We're
going
to do it live.
As you can see, we'll do it live. As you can see, Dutch isn't producing tonight. It's Mitch. So we expect to have issues whenever Mitch is producing.
Quality.
So, yeah, we're live for the first time, not on Edge FM in a very, a couple years. How many years has it been? Two?
Not gonna record here no more.
Yeah, 1.5, 2 years, somewhere around there.
So we left Edge FM because they decided to. If you don't listen to, if you only listen to our shows and stuff, we're friends with some other shows, and one of them is
lots of shows.
Lots.
One of our friends is the Brainstew show. Actually, our shows are uploaded on there. The Fifth Circle and the Dutch Roy shows are on their site. And apparently one of the hosts had a problem with one of the owners of Edge FM. And, of course, instead of Mike Singh is the owner of Edge FM, where we've been broadcasting from.
Co-owner.
And instead of firing them like a man, he pretended that the site had a week-long maintenance and changed the password to the encoders.
No one goes down for a week.
Right. Well, it doesn't matter whether you go down for a week or you don't go down for a week. It's neither here nor there.
You don't go down for a week.
Right. But It's the matter of lying, and basically lying, just instead of, approaching things straightforward and saying, hey, listen, you're not good for the station. I probably would still be with Edge if that was the case. But, we're good friends with this. And Hammy from Brainstew is the one that's brought us into Edge FM. And to be honest with you, our numbers outside of – if we're going to be 100% honest, our numbers outside of Edge FM are like 100 times more people. But – we figure we'll be on Edge FM to help the other shows and help other people and basically promote the station and we have crossovers, and help them out. But I guess that Edge FM doesn't really need us or care for us.
What do they care for?
I don't know. And Edge FM has 1,700 followers, so I guess they're doing good. I guess they don't want any of my 58,000. So whatever, that's fine. They could keep whatever they want. But, I'm absolutely sick of this because I bit my tongue and I've tried.
Is it better now?
Tried repeatedly to speak to Mike and to try to resolve it. I've sent emails, Facebook messages, Twitter messages. I've tried everything. And it's kind of weird when you're on a site for two years. And remember, none of us are getting paid unless we're getting our own sponsors. So it's not like HFM is paying anybody. And actually, some shows have to spend money to be on the air. So, it's a free service. You think you'd have a friendly attitude if you're trying to build something legit when you have real shows on with real quality. Which, let's be honest, not many of them on Edge FM are really high quality shows. There were some, our friends, that had decent shows. But, all of them are great. And by the way, I don't have a problem with any shows on Edge FM except for half of one of them. And that would be Sing. And we've bit our tongues And we've held back, but you know what? I'm sick of this. And for those of you who don't know, the owner of Edge FM, this Mike Singh character, he basically is a bag boy. He's like a 21-year-old bag boy at a grocery store. I guess with the illusions of grandeur is the only word to describe what he has. But he's never run or been in radio long enough to even run a station. So I don't know what he's trying to do, but if you know anything about me, and for the longtime listeners or for the new listeners, if you know anything about me, I don't take anything lying down. So It's not going to be friendly. It's not going to be, quote unquote, radio worthy. People listen. It all boils down to the fact that Mike Singh from Edge FM, in my, this is my personal opinion, is a liar, a moron, the lowest common denominator, the reason that, one of the many reasons that there's just rampant stupidity in the world. Somebody who'd rather have the latest meme from 4chan than put any effort into a station that supposedly they're the boss of. So that, and now if we want to get funny about it,
doesn't he think he's a radio DJ?
I don't know what he thinks he is or what he doesn't do. I mean,
the bounce.
He plays music, I guess. But you know what you did was childish. You said you're trimming the fat. You made a lot of really, really fun comments towards me, and towards the station in general, and my friends, and people that I care about. Now don't get me wrong. I don't care that I'm not on Edge FM anymore. I don't care. Nor will I ever care of ever being on it. To me, it was basically us doing them a favor. You know, they're not helping us. You know, we brought them listeners. We didn't really get an amp from them. But anyway, Mike Singh, you want to run your operation, that's fine. But I think it's only fair that people that are going to be listening to this station, where apparently talk was, not is anymore, but is, it's very difficult for me to take anybody seriously whose girlfriend looks like she should be in Shrek 2. Let's be realistic here. I'm sure she's sweet. It must be her redeeming quality. But she really looks like the midway transformation from Jekyll and Hyde. Like he got stuck in the middle and stayed there. She has kind of human parts, but kind of parts that aren't. Like her nose started growing into Hulk-sized proportions, but her face stayed the same. But for some reason, her hips, arms, and fingers all grew too.
So
it's kind of like
Rocky Dennis?
No, not Rocky Dennis, because I would have sex with Rocky Dennis. It's kind of like
real life Juanita?
No, not even that. It's kind of like Frankenstein in that I would rather have sex with a corpse than have sex with her. And look, she might be great in bed. Maybe she gives really huge hand jobs. I don't know.
You have a really good listener?
Yeah. Assuming she talks like that. So you want to get personal? Okay, now we're going to get personal. Next time, maybe you treat things like a man. Now, go ahead. Obviously, attack. You can attack whatever. You're not going to attack me because, let's face it, fucking Kumar, you are not even remotely on my level. I mean, I've heard your radio show, by the way. You really do have the improvisational skills of a kid that, well, you know what, of a dead guy. I'd rather talk to a dead guy because at least his smell would be interesting. And don't get me wrong, I like things cooked in curry as much as the next guy. I'm not trying to turn this to racist. You're a very Americanized Indian, which means you have all the smell of a regular Indian, but with the Jewish traits of an American Indian. So congratulations on that. You're running a $30 Shoutcast server, a free stream, and you're basically breaking every RIAA rule by playing music that's copyrighted on your station. Oh, but I guess you're going to go legit like that. Why don't you pick up another piece of shit show that you find? Because let me show you the qualification process to get on Edge FM. Hey, I have a show. You're in. Show starts tomorrow. You have a microphone. Well, you better get on this station because as long as you're talking, and by the way, you're the host of the you're the fucking owner of the goddamn station, and you're not going to sit there and listen to any other shows. Jesus Christ, I understand your girlfriend looks like Gerard Depardieu, and I get that. I get that it must be really difficult to maintain an erection, unless like you're one of those guys that likes to have sex with animals. Maybe that's your thing. But you know what? What did you think was going to happen when you got rid of a show that we were so close with that brought us in? I don't need Edge. I don't need any of this. We're making our own radio station. We have real investors that we're meeting. We're going to get real money. We're going to make a station that runs and actually is good. Yeah, I'm a prick. I'm an asshole. And by the way, understand that 99% of other shows are jealous of us. Maybe I'm some sort of asshole that lucked out, I guess. But you know what? At the end of the day, I've always been loyal to my friends. I've always helped shows out that are coming up. And I never, ever, ever think I'm too good to return somebody's email. Go fuck yourself. Please. Just go fuck every part of yourself, which, by the way, has to be more enjoyable than having sex with that sea monster. or seriously, when you call her to have sex, do you have to summon a kraken? Is that how she comes out?
Release the Kraken.
Yeah, Siri, is it like Clash of the Titans when you guys have sex? Jesus Christ. In that it's underrated and didn't make enough money. But
well, enough to make a sequel.
They're making a sequel. Let's be fair. Yeah. Clash of the Titans is not as... Okay, I'll go on statement. Clash of the Titans is not as bad as Mike Singh's girlfriend.
Royce,
I've rambled. Marie, do you have anything you want to say?
I just want to say that when we started up on Edge FM, these same problems were still there. And actually, one of the first motions I had as a new Edge FM member was to organize, apparently, the first group meeting, because everyone was itching to talk to Mike Singh. Mm-hmm. And I don't even remember. Did he eventually join in or did he just listen later?
He eventually chimed in.
He chimed in later, yeah. Right? Like,
because everyone was like, because then we were calling in as well when it was like I think it was like they wanted like a select group of people to call in.
Yeah.
But then we all just called in.
Well,
I tried to get,
I mean, I was new, so I was trying to find everyone's name, everyone's show or link to make sure no one was left out, because the whole point of the meeting was, everyone felt that there was a lack of communication, and so I didn't want to leave anyone out, but that was the one and only time I've ever talked to him. I actually made a group in Facebook just for, you know, the shows, so that the shows could communicate with each other. I don't think he really ever posted anything in there except, hey, the show's going to be down for a week. I'll let you know when the password.
Yeah, there was an Edge FM staff room that Marie made and that Singh was using, of course, because he's the boss, as he calls it. So the moment that he kicked them off, we used Marie's admin access to kick him out and change the name to morelikeradio.com staff room, which, by the way, is the name of the new station that we're making. Right now it forwards to Hippo Juice. It's morelikeradio.com. But that's where we're going to have our site. And by the way, side note, we're going to be very, very particular about the shows that get on here. I'm saying it now. It's not to hurt feelings, but it's not going to be like Edge FM. It's not going to be whoever thinks they can get
should
get on. That's not going to be how it's going to go. We're absolutely going to have a process where we listen to the shows. And by the way, I guess now we're free to say it. On morelikeradio.com, we're going to have a contest to have basically a couple open slots for people to send their demos and why they want to be on morelikeradio.com. We want experience shows. We don't want garbage. And we're looking at some comic shows too. I mean, I don't want to get too specific, but it's going to be professional. It's going to be something that is going to actually compete with other forms of... Well, by the way, it's already going to beat FM just by being on the internet. But by the way, iHeartRadio, who the fuck is Clear Channel fooling with that bullshit? But anyway... that's the station they're working on. But by the way, one thing I'll say is that I work to promote Edge. I mean, Dutch, our producer, did so much free work for every show on there. As a matter of fact, Dutch was in the middle of making a promo for Mike and Sal when all this occurred. But you know, I wonder if he's going to finish it. But. I'm absolutely done with the hypocrisy. I'm done with the stupidity. This year it'll be 6 years that I've been doing radio. I'm not just some fucking moron doesn't know what he's doing, and to have some basically a kid straight out of high school telling me what to do is tough enough. But by the way, I'll give you a chance if you know what you're doing. But you're running the station into the ground. You do not want to move it forward. And I understand that when you are engorged with such a beauty like, I don't know, your girlfriend, for example, it's hard to break away from her side. Maybe she has some sort of kung fu grip or some infection that makes you stick to her. But you really got to pay attention. And here's some free advice from someone who's doing radio right. Set a schedule up. Give more people than just yourself access to streamer. I know that's crazy. Not having all the power? Well, what are we, nuts? But, you know, do things correctly. Respect your shows. I'm not saying you have to like your shows, but respect your shows. Because if you want to make money, you have to make your money off the shows that are on your station. So the only way to make money is to make sure the shows are, well, A, good, and B, that you respect them and that they want to work for your station instead of what's happening now. Listen, you could hide behind it. You could make, oh, I don't care references. But this is killing you. I am your biggest show, and I am absolutely lambasting not just you, but that Mothra. And I'm sorry, this She looks like a lot of different creatures. That Mothra that you're dating, I'm not going to just sit by and let you just go, I'm going to fire. Go fuck yourself. And by the way, anybody who's afraid to stand up for him, to him, those are faggots, because I don't care. And a lot of people are like, well, we're burning bridges. No, we're not. He's burning our bridge. He's a bridge I'd never use. You know what he is? I have the option to take a freeway or a rickety bridge. Edge FM is a rickety bridge.
I'd take a toll road.
Yeah. So I'm not really worried about going
I'm taking an airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Royce Limbaugh, the king of the debate, man. You are awesome.
It's not that.
Something that I'm curious about is how naive can
doing
you...
Doing it with a chick?
I'm very, very curious about that. Not going to lie. What is it like? Some sort of scissoring? Probably. No, seriously. Does he not realize that we have relationships with shows, and when you kick off one show, it puts everyone else in an awkward situation? We've all collaborated with each other. When you say, okay, I have a problem with person A, like person B does a show with them, and then they do a show with somebody else, and then they do a show with someone else. You isolate one person, you have a domino effect of at least five shows following suit.
Yeah. No, it just shows that he doesn't care. Obviously, he doesn't care if he, you know... yeah.
Well,
no, I mean, yeah.
There's two options. He either doesn't care, or he's too naive to realize what he just gave up.
Or he has poor time management skills.
Well, I know the bounce takes a whole lot of time to pick out, you know, what's the biggest hit.
It is quality
program. And how to play it, and in what order.
And making sure you get license restrictions from the
people that
have...
No,
he doesn't do that, though.
No time for that.
No time?
No time.
We have people in the chat room saying, you know, other issues that they were having with him is knowing the length of the show. We have a bunch of hosts in listening now because they had grievances, but the audio quality, that's another thing. The audio quality was horrible. You know, the length of the shows, he didn't know. I mean, Hippo Juice was, I guess he thought it was a 7-hour show. I don't know. He wasn't paying attention because all he cared about was his, I'm going to call it a show, but I want everyone in this room to bear witness that I'm making air quotes, his show
quotes.
Oh, air quotes means it's not really a show.
No, it's just not really good.
For lack of a better word, show.
I mean, he is showing you something. He's showing you how not to do radio. So it is a show.
But at least there was a chat room where you could at least copy-paste links.
Oh, no. It's funny that you think you could copy and paste things into the Edge FM chat room.
You can't?
That's not something you could do.
Why not?
Because it makes it user-friendly.
Oh.
Blue sky, low-hanging fruit, synergize.
No, you have to find the links in your... on your internet, whatever browser you're using, drag them to the tab of wherever Edge is, and then drop it into the chat thing. But that only works if you're on a PC. If you're on a Mac, you just can't post links, period.
But, Mitch, I'm not going to go out of my way. I shouldn't have to download Netscape browser to be able to post links in a chat room.
Are you serious? Netscape?
Obviously, I'm exaggerating. Netscape is a superior browser than Edge FM.
But clearly. What if I want to say how much of a Jew he is? Would the word Jew appear the way I expect it to?
Oh, yeah. By the way, you know what we all like? Emoticons, because we're all 15-year-old Japanese girls. Everything you type in that chat room was a picture.
Of a penis for some reason.
Yeah, right. It was penis. It was all penis pictures. Flopping around and like things and stuff. It like, wasn't like a smiley face and a frowny face. It was like a lot more exaggerated.
Well, there was the wiggly penis, and then there was the ejaculating penis.
The not-so-ejaculating. And then
the not-so-ejaculating penis.
There was one with a donkey shitting on your face.
Yeah, a lot of things fucking other things.
My friends, is how you compete with radio, by having a donkey shitting on people.
Ah.
This guy has cracked the code. How to succeed without really trying or smelling good or having a good-looking girlfriend or having a good job or having talent. It's a very wordy play, and I would definitely watch it.
Would you say that she was a Hippo Juice? Or
I wouldn't say she's anything. I would say she's some sort of... If I had to guess, mm-hmm. I think one of the aliens from Independence Day is hiding in her body.
Ew.
Because it kind of looks like an alien's trying to come out of it.
Ew.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. And Will Smith one time punched her and said, "Do not shoot that Grecian at me." I don't know what that meant.
And what is that smell?
He said that in front of her. And I was like, now it's making sense. Y'all will be dead without my David. See, Singh, what I'm implying is that your girlfriend is some sort of alien.
Or any other Will Smith
movie. By the way, I don't trust her because I think his girlfriend wants to take all of our resources and move to a different planet.
Do not outsource. This is America.
Ma, just go to the hill, Ma.
Yes. So, and I'm not about to call Jeff Goldblum. That guy freaks me out.
Because
and
life finds a way.
Yes. Not that. Not Jurassic Park Jeff Goldblum. I'm talking about Independence Day Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, but he's still a doctor.
Ah. You know who's a doctor?
What?
Your emotions.
Oh, yeah.
And Triscuits.
He showed you chaos theory with your hand?
Yeah. The water went one way, and I thought it was going to go the other way.
Right.
Yeah.
That guy, that Jeff Goldblum. I'm sorry, we're getting sidetracked. Seeing your girlfriend's an animal.
Yeah. Dinosaurs won't even eat her.
Yeah. Seriously. But Jesus, I feel like we've been a lot of talking. If any other shows want to call in and bear their grievances, feel free to use this as a soapbox. The number is 954-573-2780 or
there's no kicking us off this stream.
Or Hippo Juice Film on Skype. Yeah, like I said, if you want to log in and call in and you have anything to say, because I know I see a few people here that do shows and stop picking on Gilbert Grape's mother, Western Echo says.
I would actually like to know how other shows got into Edge FM. Because we were pulled in by another show that actually was like, hey, our show might benefit the channel, so you guys should meet up with these hosts.
I'm assuming it's a Ponzi scheme.
Oh, they told scheme? Two friends.
Ponzi. Right.
And then, so they got a bottle of Mona V wine.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Win a Ferrari.
Right.
And then they start selling Mary Kay products to moms.
Now you're figuring it out.
Oh.
I thought I learned it from watching you, Dad.
So that's
you're mixing
how
up commercials,
money.
John.
Oh, sorry. This is your egg on drugs?
Yes. This is your egg on drugs.
Yeah, it's the opposite. It's opposite day.
The egg's not on drugs.
Yeah.
The egg represents specifically in this case your brain, John.
Oh.
That's the only thing your brain is good for, is to nourish your baby chick.
Life finds
a way.
All right.
Hey, caller, who's this?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Punchy.
Hey, what's up, Punchy? What's going on, man?
Show
up. Punchy, for those of you who don't know, was the co-host of Brains to the show that originally got kicked off of Edge FM.
Yeah, by the way, thank you guys for everything yesterday, first off.
For what? No need to thank us. He's being a dick. I don't care. I was in the last straw anyway. What fucking feels special now, Punchy?
Uh-oh.
You're still shit.
Oh, I know. I'm just thanking you for having our back.
Well, it doesn't take much for Royce to start a radio war.
Mm-mm.
It really, or any kind of fight, any kind of verbal altercation.
No, there was a fat joke in there, too, about taking your back.
It's the patent of radio.
Yeah. Fucking Bag Boy. I've been pissed off all day about Bag Boy.
Why?
Really? Not about your sad life?
That's... No, not, no, no, no.
If I were you, I'd be more pissed off about that.
Bag Boy was distracting me from getting pissed about that.
Yeah, I mean,
I haven't been upset at all. I've been excited.
Well,
I agree.
I think it's just the fact that he basically booted our show, and me and Hammy, especially Hammy, has done more work for the station than he has.
And that's how he shows his gratitude,
call it a
by
station.
Setting you free, because if you love something, you set it free.
Thank you, Brent.
yeah. No, it was fucked up the way they did it. It's not a matter of getting rid of show. If you want to get rid of show, get rid of show, but do it straightforward. Don't go and change streamer passwords. Like, you're running a $39 a month Shoutcast server. It's not fucking the Sirius satellite. Relax.
Yeah, like, if he'd have just said, listen, guys, it's not working out, this you guys would probably be broadcasting on Edge FM right now, first off.
Oh, probably not.
Like, 95% of most of our Twitter posts today wouldn't have happened. I mean, just...
Speaking of Twitter, though, I was reading it all day today. And maybe it's just because it's Sunday, so people don't tweet a whole lot, and the people that were tweeting were other podcasts, but it seemed like this was the only thing that was being talked about. But it wasn't, but it was like indirectly referenced. Like, I knew everyone was trying to say it in a roundabout way because no one wants to like put themselves out there just yet. But it was a lot of like just kind of tiptoeing.
Yeah, there was a ton of tiptoeing. Holy crap.
The thing is that look, if we break it down and he knows that I would absolutely just, in any sort of debate or argument, I would talk circles around him because he's just not a smart person. The world needs dig ditchers too, I think is the saying.
Dig ditchers.
By the way, anyone else notice that all the Edge FM twibbins were disappearing like me at the end of a show?
Oh, that was the funny part, was us figuring out, oh, crap, how many times do we use Edge FM and names and stuff? Poor Marianne is now Marianne Has No Home because her handle was Marianne Edge FM or Marianne, what was it?
Marianne Edge FM.
Yeah, Edge FM. And so all the Twibbons that you had on there, and
the
Twibbons
were really falling off, like they're really falling off like T-cells and Robert Reed. Like, ridiculous.
Took Hammy a few hours to get all the links to Edge FM off his website, which I still need to do.
Holy crap. Yeah, last night Hammy was mentioning that. He's like, oh, fuck, I have links here, I have links there, and then pictures.
No, you could hear him talking when he was... You could hear him talking when he was going through it last night. He's like, oh, okay, got this page done. Now to go to the next page. 10 minutes later, he's like, got this page done. Now the next one.
One thing I am excited for, though, for the Brainstew version of this conversation, we're actually going to have one Mr. John King on.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey. Like, whoever you want on. It's, I don't know what people expected. I guess people expected me to, well, I did really... I did do what people expected. I made fun of his personal life, but but I'm not angry. I'm actually just stupid. Like, as a business person, why would you kick off the show with the most listeners and the biggest following? Like, why?
Because we want to succeed.
Yes.
And to succeed, you have to trim the fat. And so you take the guy with the biggest show and you cut him off and him off.
Thank you.
The
for
guy who's
that.
About to go to New York and talk in front of a. Nationwide broadcast.
No, it's fine, but whatever. Hey, caller, who's this?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jason from Houston.
Hey, what's up, Jason from Houston?
Party Rock, either way. It's up to you. I'll kind of call him because that represents Ridiculous Radio. Of course, we're on there for replays. We've done a couple of weeks. But this is really the reason why we haven't committed to doing live shows or being regularly on there. It's this type of built-in drama that's already there. And for us,
on the upside, there's a lot of empty time slots for you now.
Well, there's that. Sure, there's that.
But there's also a lot of empty seats too. You're not going to have a lot of listeners.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Saying like, oh, we're trimming the fat, but every time it's a Mike Singh only show on Wednesdays from 10 to midnight, the chat room's like a ghost town and nobody listens. But yet, getting rid of all the popular shows is trimming the fat, though.
Well, I mean, at this point, we're not sure what to do as far as our relationship with Edge FM, but what happened last night was, it was crazy. I had no idea why it was going on.
You know what it is, Jason? It's not so much the fact that you got rid of a show, but what it makes you feel is, like, if I'm in your position, if I'm a new show, and I see the way they fired somebody, I'd be like, why in the world would I join this?
Can we stop using the word fired? I was not being paid.
Yeah, we really didn't have like an I-9
or released or, whatever stupid
word.
No,
no, no. Not even released. They changed the password and didn't give it to us.
Yeah, basically it's the internet equivalent of changing the locks.
Yes. We are that girlfriend. We were that girlfriend that they really didn't want to have to break up with, so they just changed the locks.
He really Miltoned us from Office Space. It's just a glitch in the system. Just stop paying it. It'll work out itself.
I'm going to burn the building down.
He really made us sign into AIM and then log in a different user account to find out that they blocked us.
Yeah. I don't care about any of that. It's the avid stupid and Jason, by the way, yeah, I've heard you guys do decent shows. Shoot me over an email. Let's see about getting you on our station.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Yeah, send it over to hippojuicefilm@yahoo.com.
And this is about as much drama as we have. We're very open, so there's no going behind anyone's back. So if you're worried about going live because of drama, you're not gonna get it from us. We just fight the people who are bitches.
Going live, we've done it a few times. It's about having control of our show and not really. It's doing what's best for us, going forward. But
it's also what best gets your product out. I understand what you're saying, and when you're running a radio station like a YMCA basketball league, it's very very different. You can't just put the tall kid in all the time. There's rules, goddammit.
And the tall kid might not be that good.
He might not be. Those coaches are. I apologize. I played YMCA basketball as a kid.
Let's carry on the show. Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate you doing the show tonight, and we'll hit you up.
All right, go Texans. or Oilers? Right, go Houston Oilers.
Oilers.
Go Houston Oilers.
Thank you for calling.
Go
Jason.
Dallas Stars.
Yeah, Dallas Stars. All right. Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at. Man, I'm going.
Yeah, Ariel just posted in the room. That's like getting fired from volunteering. It's not firing. It's just they no longer require your services.
Yeah, and you have to find someone else so you get the sign off on your
But it's different.
Service.
But you know what? It's different. It's not even like that. It's specifically with us. It's like having Donald Trump being your business consultant for free. And then you go, nah. Get out of here.
So is it like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife?
Yes.
Yes, Alanis Morissette.
It's like meeting the man of your dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife.
It's like rain on
okay,
a rainy day.
We're done. We will not sing that song
so
on this show.
Acapella. Something I'm a little unclear on. Were we going to get the boot? Because we never got the password.
I don't know, nor do I care.
It was bound to happen.
I'm not sure, but like it's weird. I was talking to Sal today, and it seems like Singh planned this for when Sal went on vacation.
That's what I thought was really weird.
It seems
because
like
Sal went on vacation and disabled his Facebook account, which, by the way, I've never thought of doing in my life. What the hell? Why would you do that? That's so weird. But anyway, so Sal had no Facebook account, so Singh had free reign to do whatever he wanted to do?
Yeah.
How does Sal put up with Singh? I mean, like, it just seems like Sal doesn't belong with Singh, and they just do that show just because, like, he's doing
him
a favor.
I'm not even here to question relationship. They can have whatever relationship.
Yeah,
they
I mean,
want.
They may be friends.
My personal problem is specifically with
With Singh.
With Singh Bag.
Well, because I don't think Sal really knew what was going on, and he came back, and we were
and
all
he was,
in arms.
Yeah, he was completely blindsided by it.
Which that kind of sucks. I mean, I feel for him. You know. There might have been other things that have been going on, but I really don't think that he had a part of this. Because we all talk to Sal, so it's not like
him.
He's
accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's accessible and replies to text messages or emails.
Yeah, he'll say, hi, how's it going, what's up, what you thinking about?
Of the more reason why I'm surprised that all this is a Singh's doing, you know? Like, I always thought that he was second fiddle to Sal.
No one knows what anybody does.
So it's okay.
Yeah, it was very mysterious.
That's the problem. Like there's no structure. There was never any structure. It was avid stupidity. And by the way,
sure there was structure. There was an ivory tower that one guy was in.
Me and Dutch said it many times, and we always joked off air about how we're just so much bigger than the station. It's not even funny. It's like. It really is ridiculous. It's like when the NBA almost had a lockout, and you have like LeBron James playing in Turkey, like that's what it's like. We shouldn't be there. We should obviously be in the NBA, but whatever. But while we're there, we're trying to help out the team, and then they go, you know, we got to cut LeBron.
Oh, the only
we got this new upstart from Turkey, and this white kid could shoot a three.
The major reason. John really liked that joke. I'm glad. I like seeing John laugh. It makes me happy. But I think the main reason why we used Edge was because the login didn't require a profile.
Yeah.
I think that was the only reason.
It was that, and also like you could curse in it too, and you could actually be sort of free, even though there was all these emoticons and stupid copy-pasting whatever. But
We were from live stream, and we were really big live stream fans. And right now, I think we are broadcasting on live stream.
Yeah, we're on live stream and Ustream right now on both, just to be safe.
We moved away from live stream because it started doing commercials, and there were some interruptions. And so we said, okay, well, we'll try something else. So we tried doing live stream and Ustream together. And then Ustream started doing exactly what live stream did. And that's when Edge FM kind of fell into our lap. And we're like, wow, no commercial interruptions and no login with a profile.
And
so,
no bots.
So you could have a passerby come by. They don't have to make any kind of commitment. They can just join in the chat if they want to. They can listen to an audio stream with no commercial interruptions. And that was it. That's what we liked about it.
Bing, bang, boom.
And that was the only thing we liked about it.
And here's the thing, too, that supports the theory I had. Remember when Unfit for FM was booted from the station?
No.
Correct. I remember.
Sal wouldn't boot them because he's like, listen, I don't, you know, it's pissing me off what they're saying, but I'm not the type to censor people. It was Singh who actually changed the password and booted him.
Is that what he did with them too? He just changed the password and didn't give it to him?
He does. He's a habitual faggot. He's a weasel.
The thing with Sting is he is the only one who has control over the stream. Sal, like, he didn't let Sal control the stream.
Well, he's a boss, all right. A boss of two shows, and one of them's his, so...
No, I think I counted. There's still six shows or something that's on there. One of them being the Fifth Circle, which I find hilarious that he is not paying attention that closely.
Yeah, are we still on the Fifth Circle? I don't know if we're doing the one on Edge FM. It says we're still on the site.
Merch should ask him for the password.
Yeah, he really should.
You know what we should do? We should change our name slightly and ask to be on Edge and see if he just doesn't even listen.
Hippo Soda.
Make fake Facebook profiles. It's like, hey, we want to do a show on Edge. I hear there's a lot of slots available.
So it's just stupidity. It's the things that happen behind the scene, the hours of my life I wasted to try to make this station work, and nobody wanted to listen to me. I guess I'm an idiot. I guess I don't know what I'm doing, obviously, but he knows. He's got it figured out. But
I don't think he does. Is he getting paid for this?
No, well, nope.
I mean, come on. His name is present tense. He's not singing. He's sing. That's got to mean something.
Well, that's present tense, actually. So he's living in the moment.
Whatever. People were laughing.
Yeah, I think they're laughing at you now.
There's nothing to even defend. I'm trying to find a redeeming quality, but he's just so absolutely stupid and ugly.
Maybe he kept the biggest show in the channel on with him.
What's the biggest show on the channel?
The Bounce.
The fucking Bounce?
His girlfriend's vagina.
Ooh, that has a gravitational pull.
Yeah. No bueno.
Oh, I just imagine them having sex, and I imagine some sort of contraption hanging from the ceiling.
Like the old lady below
they
the
really
floor.
Have to they really have to use a harness like they did for Queen Elizabeth so like the horse won't fall on him and kill him.
Jesus.
Jesus. I'm flying, you're a horse.
It's kind of like Kermit having sex with Miss Piggy.
Kermit.
And that I'd rather get a hand job from Jim Henson now than have sex with her.
I mean, just like throw salt on your dick then.
Yeah. She really, I'm sorry. I know we shouldn't attack someone that is on the air, but my God. My God, it's just scary. Well, you know why I'm attacking him personally? Because I have no respect for him. I don't, as a human being.
Well, this was a personal stab.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, and I mentioned it earlier today, as much of a cunt as Johnny English is, at least he kind of fought.
He did?
That's true. No, he fought back.
At least he kind of attempted to, instead of just pulling the bitch shit that Sing pulled.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, Punchy. That's exactly what makes somebody a man versus...
You made one of the shows that is nominated for the Shorty Awards. You kick them off of your station. How are you achieving success? By the moment a show is about to take the station with you, what you do is you go, fuck them.
Well, Royce, maybe he has a different measurement of what success is.
Is it in kilometers? I get he's Indian, but I don't understand the metric system as well as you may think.
No, Royce, I think they use gil.
They don't use... Stop!
What?
Gil is for liquids.
What's a gil?
Kilometer is
vis-a-vis unit of measure.
Kilometer is distance. Gil is volume.
Come on, Royce. Let's make sure you're listening to me.
No, I'm listening to you. I didn't walk 5 gils, John. I can tell you that. I promise you.
How many liters is that? Or leagues?
Are you using antiquated systems of measurement now, John?
Yeah, I am.
Liters? I mean, you
your
might...
Your abacus doesn't go that high.
Okay.
We walked 44,000 leagues to the north.
I have. I hate you.
John, how many leagues are in a cubit?
Zirconia?
No. You're thinking of diamonds.
Oh. I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, if you guys want to call in, if you're on the station, number's 954-573-2780, or Hippo Juice Film on Skype, if you have a decent setup and you want to Skype in and let us know what's going on. And unfortunately, because of this fiasco and the heat game, I haven't seen The Walking Dead yet, so...
No commercials.
Yeah, I'll watch it without commercials, which, that's a good thing. But it was good, right, Mitch?
I saw most of it. You kept bugging me, so I'm going to have to rewatch
it. I'm sorry. I kept bugging you to produce the show.
Yeah.
I apologize. I'm sorry that my show comes on at the time you're watching TV, Mitch.
Royce.
It comes on right after, but you were bugging me during.
Yeah, you didn't even have the right intro ready.
Shut up. It was all ready to go. It was just in the wrong order.
You should not be blaming assistant producer Mitch.
I'm not as drunk as Dutch. Assistant. I don't know how he does these things.
You should be blaming executive producer Dutch.
For
being in Canada. The lowest of the countries.
The lowest. Why? Canada's not that bad.
They use Gil.
It's not Iraq.
Don't they use Gil?
Stop trying to force metrics on people.
I thought Gil was the guy that works at the paper cutter.
Hate you, John.
Gil McCanadian.
Can we name the show the John Sanzari Experience and see if we get back on edge?
Oh, that's. That was.
I've never heard of this John Sanzari fella before. Let's bring him on.
We have a whole list of fake show names that we've created over the years. I'm sure we could throw one of them at him.
I think one of my favorite ones was Baby and the Buttfucker.
How about John?
It's not what you think about. It's about a baby, and then there's also a guy who fucks butts, but it's totally legal. He doesn't touch the baby. I don't want anybody to get confused with that show. Everything is consensual.
Written
down.
Probably
use proper punctuation so there's no confusion.
Yeah, baby buttfucker.
Baby Anthe. Wait, no.
I know I've used this show name before, but you should definitely bring one on to Edge FM called Hand Me Down.
No, see if he'll take the awesome show.
No. Yes. He will not. I will not allow that.
Not sully that name with Edge.
Yeah, Chef's Pocket in the chat room was right. I wouldn't tell people you're Canadian. I wouldn't either, because every time I hear someone say you're Canadian, I always am inclined to say I'm so sorry for your loss. You have a queen, but you don't. Your money looks like fucking a little five-year-old made it with color, with hand paint.
You speak French, but you speak English.
Your money's called loonies and toonies. What the hell's that?
You have guns, but you don't use them.
Towns are overrun by polar bears half the year.
That's not true.
You have free health care, but you look sickly.
First off, towns aren't run over by polar
bears. No, it was a smoke monster, Marie.
I saw National Geographic one time, and there was a polar bear walking down a Canadian street.
Your police system rides on horses when there's a perfectly good four-speed automobile
they
next to you.
They have cars in Canada, guys.
Do they?
Are you
guys,
sure?
Guys, I'm positive.
They still use the horse system, though.
Horses and boats. Horses and boats.
There's a middle part of Canada that's enough water.
Yeah.
The only things I know about Canada are Dudley Do-Right and Anne of Green Gables.
And Tom Green.
Western Echo says all he knows is the Canadian vaginas are sideways. That is true. That one is, out of all the things said, that one I could tell you is true.
That'd be pretty awesome.
It looks like a Muppet mouth.
How the hell do you know?
It's got the Jim Henson stitch.
Huh?
Royce, who have you had sex with where you saw sideways vagina?
Canadian porn.
Oh.
What about lumberjacks and sideways vaginas?
Hey there, Missy. Where are you going now? I can either have sex with you or I won't. So I won't. The end.
You're porn.
Hey, give me some pepperoni and some chicken chips, eh?
I hope you're
hey,
not
baby. Let me see your beaver. No, not that one. The one that you mounted, eh?
Hey.
That's a good one. Good 30 pounds.
I would add, yeah, I mean, Canadian, there's worse things than Canadian pornography.
Hey, did you learn that final riff to YYZ?
You guys stop. Canada.
Hey.
They will never be accepted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because nothing from Canada is human. But for subhumans, they have a pretty good band.
Or for subsidiaries, good song.
Not many people know this. Rush started on the Cantina from Star Wars.
With that blue
elephant? That's where they started.
Their blue elephant?
Yeah, it was them. The blue elephant was Neil Peart.
Really?
You didn't know that? Common knowledge.
I gotta watch it again.
Look at Snopes.
Are they gonna digitally remaster Rush into
yes.
the Cantina scene for the 3D release?
And they're gonna sing part of Tom Sawyer and a medley of the rest of their songs.
Wait, so then
da
so
da
then
da, was, da 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 da.
So then, was like a third of Rush really wanted in 2 Elves systems?
What?
In 12 systems, they were wanted men.
12 parsecs?
Here's a question. If we're going to talk about Star Wars, and it changes subject from... Well, this is not that change of subject, because his girlfriend does look like she'd be in the Cantina Band.
Maybe his girlfriend was the Death Star.
I thought she was the Brumac, man.
Whatever.
They threw Luke Skywalker to the basement to fight her.
In Star Wars, droids aren't allowed in the Cantina, but these horrible criminals are?
Yeah.
What is a droid going to do? In a bar!
Dude, R2-D2...
Mess up their credit system?
R2-D2 has, like, every tool somewhere hidden underneath that shell. He can get shit done.
And apparently he films everything on Betamax, too.
Why was C-3PO so gay?
Because he's a robot?
And because he's gay.
Like, I didn't get that. Because you're a translator and know every language, you have to be gay?
He was pompous. He knew everything.
More like Transgator.
He was... Thank you, Brett, from the bleachers. He was British. He wasn't gay. He just happened to be British. Did you notice that?
What's the difference?
Wait. No, but Royce has got a point there that I always wanted to bring up that pissed me off for so many years is like every single sci-fi movie, the accent that all of the Imperials or anybody is always in, it's always British. It's like, oh, we own the galaxy now in our rebel base. Tip, tip, it's time for tea. Oh, righto. Hey.
I have never seen that cut of Star Wars.
It was a director's cut.
I never saw the Emperor take time out for tea.
It's like, oh, would you like a fag? Oh, I could kill for one. Oh, like the Vulcan death grip? Right, hell.
Aim for this planet. Don't rip, bro, to re-ro.
Yeah. But, like I said, if you'd like to call in and discuss your feelings about being released from Edge FM, or what you feel about the station in general, the number is 954-573-2780.
Or plans for the future.
The future.
The future.
Low me cigarettes. Anywho, yeah, so was The Walking Dead good there, Mitch?
I don't know. I didn't see all of it.
Faggot.
You're a faggot. You didn't see any of it.
Mitch, I thought you know how to multitask.
Mitch can't even task.
that's right.
He's got a crossbow?
He has a compound bow. That doesn't mean he's multitasking.
Oh, I'm sorry, a compound bow.
Speaking of which, John, you did get my last Drawsome game, right?
I have to take a look at it.
Okay, so, I can't give it away. Damn it, do it right now so I can talk about it.
So anyway, Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like my new thing that when I'm bored, I text your girlfriend to stop having sex with you?
It doesn't bother me, actually, because then it just makes us have sex again.
Why would thinking of... I don't want to know.
Well...
Why would thinking of me make you want to have sex again?
No, it's a reminder.
Right.
How do you forget that you're
like my alarm clock to wake me up in the morning, you know? Except you're just like, oh, right, I got to have sex now.
It's motivation. It's like, okay, I'm not having sex right now. Oh, wait, I got a text. Royce is thinking I'm having sex. I should probably have sex. Let's have sex.
Well, it's a lot better than actually talking to you. That's usually my excuse.
That's really nice. By the way, 21 Jump Street was amazing. You guys saw it? It was great. Yeah, we saw it.
So, we're going to wait till Tuesday.
You were working. We got bored.
What the fuck? When?
We'll see it
Saturday,
again.
Saturday, yesterday.
I wasn't working.
During the day?
I was off.
You don't text me, so how do I know?
You said Tuesday.
Whatever, I'll watch it again. I don't care.
I'll never see it.
Royce, that's kind of a dick move.
Yeah, it was. You said I had the message. You're like, hey, we'll see it Tuesday. It's cheaper.
I will watch it Tuesday with you again, I promise.
We saw it Saturday during matinee price. It was the same price, so.
I will watch it with you on Tuesday, I promise.
21
Tiffany could go, too.
Everyone should, and I demand that you all go see 21 Jump Street. It is on the level of Superbad.
It's a very good movie. Absolutely.
And for us who have watched Clone High and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, we got all the inside jokes. We appreciate the continuity between different projects, and we loved it.
Yes. And with that, I think it's about time to go to break. We'll rant more. Once again, if you want to talk about the Edge FM thing, the number is 954-573-2780. Mitch, can you take us to break?
Yes, I can. We are going to start off with... Huh?
No, sorry. What were you saying, Mitch?
I was about to intro the song, but...
Yeah, go for it and also do two songs, because I got to use the bathroom.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Be right back, guys.
We are starting off with Kotov Syndrome by Rise Against, and we will be back in a little bit.
you know that you can now hear Hippo Juice and Dutch and Royce on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio? You can also get on-demand news, talk, and more right to your mobile phone. The latest Hippo Juice and Dutch and Royce episodes are always available to you. All you gotta do is stream it right to your phone. You don't have to download it or sync it or take away any memory from Angry Birds. It's just right there for you. Stitcher Smart Radio is available for your iPhone, Android phone, Windows phone, or your BlackBerry if you're still stuck in the 90s. Downloading is super easy. Just go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Previously on Dutch and Royce.
That's what you're thinking of.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
What was I thinking of?
What were you thinking of, Marie?
Puppies.
What's the thing that makes toast?
Toaster.
Oh.
You're close, though. You were close. Okay. Marie, who would you take?
I told you, John.
Okay, John, and who else? You got six more.
Take Mitch and Royce.
Why Royce, though?
Yeah, why Royce?
I need a reason.
Royce is the strongest.
I am pretty strong. I'm a strong man. I could open jars like a fucking champ.
You can. One time I couldn't open up a jar of mayonnaise, and he could.
And I did. And then I was like, I am a superhero. And I went to fight crime. Sure, they.
And then you ate the entire jar.
I was hungry. I needed energy to open future jars.
And let's see here. Who else would I take? I'd take Sean because he's the brains. He wouldn't do anything. Probably end up getting high. But he would give some great philosophy while he's doing it.
I would take Ricky because you need some kind of hot chick in the afterlife.
You didn't let me finish. My last two would be Marianne and Ricky for some awesome lesbian post-zombie sex.
Oh, okay.
I'm liking it. I'm glad I'm in this group now. I'm happy.
You didn't pick me. I'm a little hurt.
Yeah, we know.
Well, you fainted when you went.
I'm never going to live that down.
Dutch and Royce is recorded in front of a live internet audience on Ustream and Soulflow Radio.
For I am a sinner in the hands of an angry God. Bloody Mary, full of vodka, blessed are you among cocktails. Pray for me now and at the hour of my death, which I hope is soon. Amen.
Perhaps a coddled egg.
No eggs, Woodhouse. Maybe ever again.
Some dry toast?
Yeah, you could skip a step and just feed me some vomit.
Not like you to get a hangover, sir.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I mean, I kind of remember being at the wake.
We're back here on Dutch and Royce. Number's 954-573-2780. It's 954-573-2780 if you want to call in. For those of you just tuning in, we are officially off Edge FM with a bunch of other shows. So, and by the way, like the previously on, looks like you got your girlfriend to do the intro, huh, Mitch?
Aww.
Yeah, she came around and I said, hey, just do this thing for me real quick. What is it? Okay, just say these things. Okay.
Okay.
Good. Now we have a female voice to use. Yay. I mean, if Punchy's busy.
Aw.
No offense, Punchy. You just have a vagina. I'm just implying that if you and Sing's girlfriend were standing next to each other, I wouldn't know who not to kiss.
Interesting.
Anywho, we have more people. We'll have more people joining. Where's Hammy? I would love to get Hammy's perspective on this. What is he doing? Eating?
Nah.
I'll call the local IHOP.
Yes, see if he got stuck in the booth again like last time.
He really
and we had to get 20 pounds of lard for him to eat, just to have enough energy to get out.
Yeah, hey, IHOP, is that guy there? You know who we're talking about. Can you just put him on the phone? Okay.
The one who broke you, your tile when he fell. poor you Hammy. Know,
the one you guys call the bench buster.
At least Hammy has Edge FM. Oh, wait.
Oh.
And why is it Edge FM? You're not on an Edge. You're not being transmitted over FM. You're in the internet. It should be Edge Internet.
.net.
.net.
.com.
Or just EdgeNet.
No, Edge. Edgeinternet.tv.
Maybe that it was because edges. It was at the edge.
Angelfire.edgefm/movieskim.
It was so far to the end of FM that it was at the edge of it.
No, it's not. It actually runs out through Ethernet through a series of tubes.
Tubes?
I don't understand.
The internet is. The internet's a series of tubes.
It's a lot of ones and zeros.
That's binary.
Yeah, it's binary.
It's on-off switches. It's yeses and noes.
I don't think she knows what internet is.
And SpaghettiOs.
What? Now I'm hungry. Wait,
you heard it here? The internet is made out of yeses and noes and SpaghettiOs.
And porn.
Fight it.
Yes, and porn.
There's porn on the internet?
No way. Where?
No, there is none.
All right, Mitch, show me 300 porn sites.
I have not seen one.
Okay, three.
On
that's it?
Internet.
I can get you that in about 3 minutes, 2 minutes.
Yeah, no, please don't. I don't want to see any more. If you keep sending me cock pics, Mitch, I swear to God, we're going to have to kiss.
And cake farts.
Like under some sort of willow tree in my dreams.
Does it have to be like, can it just be like a subway base or like a bathroom or something?
We're in the wild forest and I haven't thought of it much, but you're a centaur. And half of your body's horse, half of your body has his shirt off, and you have your manly beard. And I'm
of course. Does a centaur have a crossbow?
Right. And you have a crossbow. Well, not a, you have a bow, an old-fashioned
bow. It's a recurve bow.
Yeah. And you basically save me, and then we embrace.
Speaking like
you
in
embrace
backwards
the
English.
Horseman?
Oh, he saves me from this girl trying to kiss me.
Do you ride the horseman's back?
Yeah, and then I hold on to his stomach to not fall off. And the way I ride her, and the way that the girl rode, Elizabeth Shue rode behind Tom Cruise in Top Gun.
Does the centaur have a six-pack?
Of course the centaur has a six-pack.
It's a hairy
six-pack.
Does
the centaur have a beard?
Of course.
Yeah, it's Mitch.
It's Mitch.
So, of course, the centaur has a beard.
So, while Royce is riding bareback, he's also stroking the dick for maximum penetration and velocity.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck is that clown?
That full. I just got a picture.
Is that Hippo Juice?
No, that's Singh's girlfriend.
Oh,
who did
she eat? I've never seen a full body shot that's worse than I imagined.
Where is this?
Why is she wearing. Why is she wearing?
She looks like she ate Lisa Lampanelli.
Why is she wearing stripes? This makes her fatter.
John, that was the gayest thing you've ever said. I'm sorry.
Oh,
go back to what John just said.
Oh, she just ate somebody.
No. The horizontal stripes.
Yeah, it looks like she's wearing right?
Jesus Christ. She's some sort of super animal.
Let me out. It does.
Hey guys, I'm on a diet.
There is someone trying to get out of there.
That's not a shirt.
Congratulations on the new baby.
Oh, I'm not really pregnant. I mean, oh, wait, thank you. Yes.
She can't be pregnant.
No,
She ate a pregnant lady.
She's fat bastard.
I would say that's not a shirt. That it's actual zebra carcass, and she's just showing off because she just.
She came back from Africa.
She made her first kill.
I want to see this picture. Where is it?
I don't know.
All over the internet
about sharing things, but
just in Skype.
No. Yeah, I'm going to send it to you.
Does that mean
and to everyone else?
Or is that like the best he can get?
Well, I mean, you have heard his show. Well, no one's heard his show, but yeah, that's the best he can get.
You think she has like the tightest vagina? Or the
she doesn't have the only thing tight on her are her shirts.
It just flaps in the wind like a windsock.
He could probably fuck the cellulite holes on her thighs.
He thought it was a vagina. I just thought you have a bunch of vaginas.
And then he could use her muumuu to cover his IROC Z, which I just assume he drives because he's Indian.
Muumuu, more like no-no.
There you go. It's in the Skype chat.
There we go.
It didn't work, but it was really funny.
Yeah.
Or like
that was funny.
What does No-No Cat have to say?
No way, that can't be.
Oh my God.
No.
But
no,
at least it's good though, because horizontal stripes are slimming, right?
Yeah, no.
No.
Guys, if you look closely, you can see Bruce Willis drilling on her stomach. Really closely. If you look really closely right here, that's Steve Buscemi tied up, and then that right there, that's Bruce Willis drilling into what's her outer.
I mean, you can't be too mean to her.
Before she gets to Earth.
You have to kind of feel bad for her, though, because.
I'm pretty sure that's just the plot of Armageddon.
Mitch.
What?
Mitch, you got to put your nose right up to your screen and pull back slowly. You see the sailboat.
No, but it's you got to feel no.
Scooter. You have scooter to is a sailboat ass. You know what? There is no Easter Bunny.
You have to feel bad for her though, because she really tried to roll her sleeves down, but they wouldn't go any farther.
Somebody shops at Sears Husky section.
Why is she layering dog. Herself? She has that
because that's how lame Brian had it on the model.
I guess I look kind of sexy. Hey girls, oh nice red pants with your red shoes.
I heard that if you section it off, it makes you look slim.
You know, the lady that worked at the front desk said if I wear a black and white shirt, a really good combination underneath that is a yellow one.
John? because John used to work at a PacSun.
Yeah, they're really successful.
Look at her fingers. Her fingers are bigger than her wrist.
She works at a Pack Cinnabon.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me explain. Her job is to pack as many Cinnabons as she can
into her mouth.
Fat mouth.
Why is she wearing like a Livestrong bracelet on her wrist? Or is that for
no,
like...
No. The bracelet says working hard because it's not ripping apart every time she moves her wrist.
No, it's actually checking her blood sugar levels constantly.
Diabetes.
I'm sorry, that's mean. She's probably a lovely woman.
No, but you know what's really the truth? Is
you
that
know the funny part is?
She probably is a diabetic, yes, Tiffany. Thank you.
Perspective. There's a Christmas tree behind her. What you don't know is that's a redwood.
No. But you know what? In all fairness, her other three friends are the worst people ever. They're this gross...
No, they all hang out with her so it makes them feel better about themselves.
Yeah, I like your red sneakers.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Dyke pants next to her? Or I just found this blouse at TJ Maxx next to her?
Or how about...
That's where I shop. Hey.
Thrift store, and I just saved a couple dollars.
Right. She really is some sort of animal. Even the angels, there's a picture of two angels behind her. They're both looking away.
No, dude, holy shit. No, look behind her, and there's a chair right there so that you know that she was only up long enough to take the picture so she could sit back down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she was totally – she was rocking that lazy boy.
Not many people know this, but if you look at the picture, there's a big – what looks like a Christmas ornament ball over her head. That's actually a small moon that she needs to control her tides.
I thought it was a floodlight so they can, like, take her down with the rest of the hunters.
She actually has her own ecosystem.
What is up with the... Okay, whose stocking do you think hers is? The tiny one or the big one?
There is actually an endangered condor that lives in her lower back fat.
I disagree.
Oh, dude, her stomach is weird. It goes out and it just comes straight in. Like
John, that's what happens when you get fat.
And we have Mersh on the line. Mersh, if you don't... Look in the Skype chat, the picture of Singh's girlfriend. If you want.
I'm not even kidding you. When I tuned in, all I heard was... the back fat and the bird reference, and I just was like, I disagree. It was the most unusual thing to hear out of context ever while being added. So I just was like, no, I wholeheartedly disagree.
Oh.
Back fat. What? Who?
Look at the picture. Are you looking at the picture, Mersh?
I kind of really don't feel like getting like horny on the air with you guys. You know what I mean? Like, it's weird. It's like, you know when you watch porn together? Like, I don't want to watch porn with Punchy and Mitch.
I'm a good guy, though. I'm very giving.
Are we ogling her? I mean, that's what we're doing, right?
You know what's good that is that she's wearing those low-rise jeans so you can really see the top of her stomach.
How the hell did she find skinny jeans for, like, her fatness? I don't understand. Like, where do you get those?
Those are pajama jeans. Yeah. Oh, by the way, yeah, but Tiffany pointed that out. She's trying to breathe into the mic. She's wearing Spanx.
Are you sure? Because by
Mersh, can you stop breathing into the mic, please?
By the way, her muffin top is flowing
muffin
over her.
Muffin top? It looks like a fucking...
That's a bundt cake top.
I muted my mic.
Hey, why don't you leave KFC's... Why don't you leave KFC's new chicken pot pie shirt alone?
Double down, more like no down.
Give me the whole store down.
I feel tired for her, bro.
I don't know, guys. She's pretty cute.
Which chin are you looking at, though?
I mean, you act like
Stop looking
she's
at the chair
really cute. I mean,
back
guys,
and actually look at the foreground, Marsh.
I'm sorry, Marsh. What were you saying?
This girl is certainly not as. I mean, look at her. She's gorgeous. You know, compared to, you know, to that Fuggo Marie or that pig that Mitch is with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's a quality woman.
Also, by the way, Marsh, if you look really closely in the back, you could see a small Morgan Freeman giving the executive order to drill into her stomach.
That is true. I believe Bruce Willis is up there with Ben Affleck right now.
I made that joke right before you called. But to add on to that,
she's standing for Shallow Hal.
Everyone listen very closely. You could hear Steven Tyler singing a love ballad.
Nice.
I would close my eyes just to get an erection.
I wouldn't close my eyes with her in the room. She might do something.
You know what the cool part is? Is that how hot her friends are.
No.
I would close my eyes and pretend I'm humping a sofa. Is that what we're going for?
More like a hide-a-bed.
Would you leave IKEA body alone?
And pretend I'm fucking a futon. There's a lot of multi-syllabic furniture.
Oh my god. Would you leave pillow pet body alone?
It's a pillow and it's a pet. It's a pillow pet.
Did they make a Snuggie in her size?
Opening her up even more?
I wouldn't want to.
No.
That's
terrible.
Yeah.
No, I think actually he got her from those like magazines where you can buy shit. She's a chia pet that you pour gravy on.
Are you saying that he found her at on an As Seen on TV store at an outlet mall?
I like how the one on the left obviously thinks she's the cutest one of the group, so she put her foot up.
It's all by comparison, though.
I think that's like an ailment. Like
No. The one on the left put her foot up so that the monster wouldn't eat it.
No, I think she was hiding Santa Claus's face so he wouldn't be able to be seen in this picture. Mm-hmm.
The crazy part is that they let Singh rent the Hubble telescope to take the picture of her.
Yeah, I know. And why? Sure.
This is why. You guys,
why did Singh fire the guy who wears a wig and pretends to be his girlfriend in photographs?
A lot of people know this, but this picture is actually a Google Maps picture.
Can you change it? Can you change it to just terrain or satellite?
No, Merce. This is terrain. This is terrain view.
Can I get a traffic update on here?
So they
yes, one.
Signs of life on Mars.
Oh my god. Oh, so no, seriously, what has never been to a Victoria's Secret except with her hot friend doing right now, you think?
You know they just walk past Victoria's Secret and they get a little misty eyed.
She goes into Victoria's Secret to buy the perfumes and the lip glosses.
Why don't you leave bra section at Walmart alone?
Do you know what's worse than coming inside a girl that ugly? Prematurely coming inside a girl that ugly, which I assume he does.
Oof. Mm-hmm.
Oof. See, did you hear that sing? I'm emasculating you, stupid.
My dick hit inside my fucking body just now.
Someone should change the password to his...
Sean's dick looks like an acorn right now.
Someone... Hey, Mersh, maybe... Maybe
still alive? What happened there?
Hey, Mersh. Maybe Singh should change the password to his fridge instead of the streamer because he seems to have a bigger problem.
Well, she ate the fridge.
Why doesn't he just change it to the amount he tips? Because I can remember zero.
I don't understand. She's clearly the biggest. Why does he just eat the rest?
Oh, Singh was the one that never tipped?
Well, no.
Indian,
just,
assuming.
Yeah, I don't know.
And also, do you know the amount of... By the way, Mike Singh's girlfriend does not want to be fed. She wants to hunt.
Oh, awesome. Oh, man. That was so good.
Yeah, she really did. She should be chasing a Jeep Wrangler. Hey, Hammy, sorry. We forgot you're on. What's up, buddy?
It's fine. I didn't want to interrupt the hilarity.
Well, so how does it feel to...
Oh, hey, Hammy, when did you get here?
Oh, just a minute ago.
You know what's good, Hammy? Now you're the second fattest guy we're talking about compared to Singh's girlfriend.
Jesus Christ.
At least he
Hammy has a cute face.
He does.
You did insinuate that you are better looking.
He's photogenic.
He really is. Oh, my God. Listen, no, it's okay.
Really faggy, spiky hair.
No, I like, at least, you know what? I like Hammy's hoodies more. I'm making fun of the way she dresses, Sing. That's what I do.
If we put a wig on Hammy and made him gain a couple of pounds, they'd never know the difference.
Why I said it.
Like a young Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hammy does Hammy does wear that outfit when he's slumming it.
Dude, if Falcone was able to get a tan, I know what they would go as next year and you know, for Halloween.
Is she
just go as those two. And you know what? I'm gonna go as Sal. I'm gonna shave my head and kill a sibling. Wait.
Oh,
God damn it. Are we taking shots at him yet? I don't even know.
No, I'm not taking shots at Sal. I don't blame
him. Well, I am. Fuck him. He didn't do anything for this guy.
There you go.
I'm not getting any fucking edible arrangements from him. You need a dick.
More arrangements.
You know, the good thing is, to Mike Singh's girlfriend, all arrangements are edible to her. Including porcelain ones.
And blueberry.
Could you imagine that awkward, the awkward attempt that, like Singh would make at Sal to, like, hey, man, we should swap sometime. You say, huh? That'd be... Even trade? No. And fucking Sal just pays the check and leaves.
No,
like, doesn't even eat the food. He's like, you're being retarded.
By the way, I heard that they're both, Singh and his girlfriend, are into sexy stuff. They do anal beads, but since they can't find ones that fit her, they just got a bunch of baseballs and tied them to an industrial chain.
I thought they were Christmas ornaments.
No, it's actually anal beads.
Those would crush too easily.
Bowling balls.
Singh is just an ugly Indian guy with just absolutely on a power trip when he really has no power. You know, it's kind of like a councilman telling, do you know who I am? I don't know, sir, but this is a Red Lobster, and if your girlfriend keeps eating the menu, we're going to have to kick you out.
Please stop eating the plastic. Please stop.
Yeah, you can't. The lobsters are alive. They're not sushi. Can you stop picking them out of there and biting their heads off?
Excuse me,
yeah,
sir.
You're not the president. You're the county comptroller.
Please stop eating the fake lobsters, sir.
We will give you more cheesy bread. Just hold on.
And would you please leave a tip this time?
Of God. Hi, caller. Who's this?
Am I the 10th caller?
Oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah, you went a date with Singh's girlfriend. I'm sorry.
Fifth caller.
No, I want a date with you.
You got it, big boy.
Trust me, you're better off.
Good comeback.
You win.
How stick around are you?
You win dinner and a movie with his girlfriend, and by dinner and movie, we mean you're her dinner, and she's going to watch a movie later.
She's a fat pig, isn't she?
No, they're going to project the movie on her back.
A fat pig would be skinnier than her.
You got to give her credit, though, because I've seen how she catches her dinner, and it's very Looney Tunes-esque. She gets a big pot and pretends it's a jacuzzi, and then she just cooks her victim slowly.
What?
I've never actually seen pictures of her.
She can unhinge her jaw.
That wasn't a question. It was
this
a statement.
This is the first sighting of Sasquatch.
Dutch, where can I send you a picture where you'll see it?
All right, no. We'll make it easy. Dutch, go to Google, click on images, and then type in awful. She's in the first. I think she's on, like, page two.
No, just go to Google Earth. Go to Google Earth and zoom out as far as you can.
Type
now, that's
in,
just ridiculous, Mitch.
I'll never get an erection again.
What?
If this was the worst thing I've ever suggested, you know, I could take a picture of that and put it on a web page and then search engine optimization it to be whatever keyword we decide.
That'd be pretty
You know what? I just remembered. Dutch, go to Google Images and type in Gerard Depardieu. and you'll know exactly what his girlfriend looks like, but fatter.
But fatter.
And he doesn't pee, and she doesn't pee on airplanes.
With a smaller nose.
She doesn't fit.
So has that Packy said anything yet?
He's not going to say anything.
No, he said a few sentences hiding behind the Edge FM Twitter account.
Yeah, but the moment I started making fun of his girlfriend, he deleted me, which is really weird. Because you think as a radio guy, he could take it. But then again, if I had to be seen in public with her.
I've been made fun of before. As a girlfriend of somebody with a radio show, I've been made fun of
before.
It's
got to suck that whenever Singh and her take pictures, they have to set the panorama view on their phone.
Yeah, like
what did Dickhead say on Twitter?
Well, it looks like we really trimmed the fat tonight.
Somebody didn't trim it from his girlfriend.
Nope.
Obviously not.
No, no. What he did was he trimmed it and fed it to her.
On the upside, if he clones her, he could just do like they did in the old WWE days and just replace Brain Stew with just two of her. And no one will know the difference.
Oh, yeah, just like they did with Diesel and Razor
right.
Ramon.
Right, and Razor. Razor.
They'll just come out at the Royal Rumble and you'll go, this doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm. Or she
hey, let me see if I can't figure out this Skype thing on my computer. I'll call you guys back.
You should figure out that Skype thing. Sure.
Anywho, yeah, if the Ustream thing went down, it's not Mitch's fault. It's Ustream's being shitty. So I posted it in there, but just go to the live stream room. That one seems to be stable. So
let me see. I'll try to start that up again.
All right, no, that's fine. But I'm saying just for now. I mean, most people are in there anyway. So,
what's the live stream thing so I can chat with people?
It's livestream.com/WeAreBetterThanYou.
Oh. Yes.
I want to thank TuneCore for giving me a shout out on Twitter.
Oh, I have another excuse as to why I was fired for no good reason. Maybe Singh just didn't like me.
Because you reminded him too much of his girlfriend. He had mixed feelings.
That could be a reason.
Maybe he was getting sexually attracted to you.
Maybe he looked too much like Allah.
He's not Muslim, I don't think. Is he?
Well, what is a religion for not calling in or like defending or talking shit or anything?
Well, most Indians are Hindu.
Oh, yeah, he's from India. He's from the tribe, the No Tipsy tribe.
Tribe called West.
Big girl shivs in the chat room. Hammy's tits were bigger. Which is
roused?
Which is a strong possibility.
You can't talk about big boobies in front of John.
Yeah.
He's Hammy, a big booby man.
Yup.
Hammy, you know what, though? If it was because Singh just didn't like you, that's bullshit. If you're going to run a station, you end up going to have to work with people who you don't like. It's radio. It happens a lot.
I have co-hosts I don't like.
Yeah.
And I still do shows with them.
Two of them are in this room right
Two
now.
Two of them in this room.
One can call
I'm sorry. I can't help it. I'm not good.
We know, Mitch, but you're still our producer. Stop trying to get out of it.
I love you, yeah. Mitch.
He has co-hosts he hates. One's in Colorado, and the other one looks like a murderer. That's which one
looks like.
Well played, sir.
By the way, Mersh, we already announced More Like Radio, but so it's happening.
Oh, is that like a thing?
Well, because I turned.
No, I'm kidding, because you know I was in on it, and it was.
Yeah. Because I turned Edge FM staff into morelikeradio.com staff room on Facebook.
It all happened so fast. We changed the name to More Like Radio, and then obviously Singh posting as Edge FM made some sort of offhand comment about More Like Radio in a tweet. And so now we have to say, okay, this is ours. This is why he was referring to it.
Can I make a recommendation?
What?
First things first, we make a website. We have to make sure it says, More Like Radio, 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 More Like Radio.
I like that.
What you're doing.
I like it too.
I like the repetition.
Yeah. That's so that listeners know where they are.
You have to know.
By the way, guys, More Like Radio is going to have a maintenance, and the stream's going to be down for 73 years. It's just a really big upgrade.
It's going to be bitching when it comes back up,
though. It's going to be all like in your mind.
We should get an app, too.
Can we make it subscriber-based so that you have to subscribe, but then we'll just be down all the time?
Yes. I swear to God, Edge FM stream takes more breaks than Fred from Brooklyn.
Oh, and someone mentioned the app, but the app can only be on Windows phones.
Edge FM stream takes more breaks than Singh's girlfriend at a theme park.
She's been to theme parks?
Ooh,
she is the theme park.
Let's stop in.
Yeah, she's been the fucking... Right? She's been the fucking... The draw at a theme park.
Well, to be fair, I have seen her when she's walking around. The little Spanish kids point and yell, Matador, Matador. She thinks she's the ride at Disneyland.
I've fed his girlfriend pellets before.
She's banned from Cece's Pizza.
She was in that tent right next to the two-headed man and the giant turtle.
She literally is so big, she was Tower 7 during 9/11. The reason she fell down was because she got hungry.
No. She ate the planes.
Too soon, guys.
Could you imagine that? That they do an episode of, like, conspiracy theory like that? You see, look, she's swallowing the planes. she looks like Chris Hamill in a wig.
You know
she's swallowing the planes.
I think she was in Kirby's Dreamland. But just because
we're all attached to our childhoods, but you have to let that shit go.
Right, seriously.
She always
King Dedede. Right.
Royce, don't forget her cameo at the end of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously. But
Wait, is the Stay Puft Marshmallow or the Statue of Liberty?
Ghostbusters 1. As in Vigo.
Okay. Yes,
the Carpathian.
I wanted to be clear.
Yeah, the son of Montavia.
Fun of her because, I mean, let's be honest. If we did a movie about them and they had to cast her, they'd have to use CGI, and I don't think that's nice.
People in the chat, Big Girl Shift says, "Hold on, I have to tape my wrist. I cut them after looking at a picture of that moose."
She actually is famous. If you watch the movie, the movie trailer for Slither, she was in the barn. Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Are we in live stream, by the way?
Yes, you guys can hear this, right?
Yes, we can.
Is it loud? Too loud?
Turn it down a little bit.
Hearing test?
Thank you. Is that left or right?
Right.
I
loved her stellar performance as the Kraken in the Clash of the Titans remake.
I already made that joke. I said everybody calls her for sex. He has to release the Kraken.
Right. Stop claiming all the jokes.
I made all the fat jokes.
I said that.
She was better when she got hacked with machetes in Apocalypse Now.
I did that already, Punchy.
She was...
Damn it!
I didn't. I lied.
She had a stunning performance in the first movie of Blade where she was, like, the key master for all of the vampires.
Way too deep.
Yeah.
Way too deep. Too many words.
Guys, let's go ahead and stop the fat jokes. But this is sad. I want to talk about a new cause that she does suffer from. It's called no heel syndrome because she's so fat when she wears heels. She strikes oil everywhere,
which will help
our energy crisis, but it makes for messy clothes. So if you guys want to donate, it's just hippojuice.com/donate.html.
That was a good one, man.
Yes.
Whenever she wears heels, she causes a building in China to collapse.
She really does.
Oh, no. A cuttlefish.
Cars are all of a sudden just getting lifted in China.
To be fair, though, she was the fourth player in that Rampage game. It was the Big Monkey.
Larry the Lizard.
And
Ralph the Wolf.
Ralph the Wolf. And then the fourth one was Mike Singh's girlfriend.
Ah.
No, but she really hates the Japanese, though, because they're always trying to stab her.
Right.
Because she's a whale.
You're being really unfair right now because you haven't once mentioned her big fat nose.
I don't know if you guys remember also. Do you remember Mike Tyson's punch out when you had to fight Mike Singh's girlfriend and then every time she opened her mouth, you had to punch her?
At the time, I believe.
I thought it was
But that's okay because wasn't Mike Singh, what was the Indian guy, the third guy, the tiger punch?
Tiger ball.
I'm glad they got together. The shitty part is that Singh's always teleporting every time he goes somewhere, and it makes it really difficult to block.
And the only time you can knock him out is when he gives you googly eyes.
Right. And I'm not going to use my star punch.
No, man, you're wasting it.
I'm going to waste it. It's going to be wasted. It's going to be wasted on you. Singh, what I'm implying is that I would rather have sex with King Hippo from Mike Tyson's punch out.
I'd prefer Bald Bull.
Where are we live?
We're live on live stream.
And Ustream.
We are better than you. And then Ustream.tv /Dutch and Royce.
/Royce,
how many lives did you lose whenever you fought her as Bo Bobo?
Oh, moron.
Double dragon. Yeah.
She's doing really good. You know, she was really difficult as the boss of the Punisher arcade game where Nick Fury was the second player.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. You're going deep.
Like, she was a pain in the ass. Because she kept throwing you out the window and smoking her cigar and having a shaved head. I'm implying that you're the bad guy from Daredevil. You look like the Kingpin.
Hey, are we live on SoFlo or no?
Yeah, no, not on SoFlo.
Okay.
Why?
And you know, she was also...
We're at my house. Sorry, go ahead, Punchy.
She was also pretty awesome when she was in the well in The Walking Dead.
Oh, shit.
She really is.
Wow. Bravo,
she
sir.
She does have a bloated carcass.
Ugh.
Oh, God. She really likes her candy.
I really think Leonidas should have kept her when they were fighting against the Persians.
You know, I just want to point out the fact that we're making fun of your girlfriend because you're so terrible.
I thought I was
There's nothing good about you. So we don't have anything about you, good or bad, to talk about because you're terrible.
Ariel at least, funny guys, girlfriend. Leave one of the garbage pail kids alone.
They both look like garbage pail kids.
I don't think he's terrible. He plugs his site every 5 seconds.
At least when I pick a woman that I want to, like, you know, have relations with, I want to make sure I can wrap my arms around them.
You know what was funny is that he stole her away from Rick Moranis when she worked at that little shop and he had to keep feeding her blood.
Feed me, Seymour.
Feed me.
Who do you think feels like they're the lucky one with the catch?
Huh?
Who do you think is the lucky one in the relationship?
I think Singh's the lucky one because at least the good thing is he gets to see aerial coverage of every football game because of her part-time job as a blimp.
I assume that her father was the Sausage King of Chicago. You know that, like, her inheritance.
Really looks like she should be selling Callahan breaks with fucking David Spade.
I'm pretty sure that, like, she has an inheritance from somebody that owns something that makes you fat from eating food.
Leave me alone. I'm starving.
guys.
The day of my daughter's wedding?
Yes,
my daughter's wedding.
Guys, leave Ben Stiller at the end of Dodgeball alone.
Shit.
I get it, because he gained a lot of weight because he lost.
Yeah.
Wow. Nah, guys, just stop it. Why are we taking personal shots? We're better than that.
Yeah, because the fat lady didn't sing yet. Oh, the fat lady sing! Holy shit! He's a butt of a joke, and a really big one at that, with lumps in it, because she has cellulite.
We're assuming.
I'm turning my mic off.
Jesus Christ. I'm really sad for all those Indian tribes that are on reservations on our lower back
that are starving.
I'm not.
Not the little kind, but the kind.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
The Native American.
Yes.
Not the taxi driver kinds.
No. With the fruit smelling gabs.
Nah, but guys, stop. You know he's going to get back at us with a strongly worded email.
Really?
Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Leave what? A burning building? No, I'm leaving a burning building as fast as possible.
Do you think he's going to, like, pretend that he didn't listen to this show? Like, hey, did you hear? Like, what? No, I'm so over those guys.
He hasn't listened to any one of our other shows. I don't know why he would start now.
I don't know.
Why is live stream so fat? Hard to, like, search?
His girlfriend obviously doesn't listen to a dietitian, so.
Well, she can't talk. She has to get a special keyboard for her fat fingers to stroke the keys.
I don't think that's right. What I do think is that for her birthday, he just recharges her Lane Bryant card. She just goes to goddamn town. And by the way, there's not a triple XL t-shirt from Dwayne Reed she doesn't love.
Or Ashley Stewart.
Or Walgreens, wherever you're located. Rite Aid. Local pharmacy. She buys pharmacy clothes.
She buys stuff from the...
She goes... You know where they sell those cheap pool noodles at your local pharmacy or bodega? Her shirts are next to that. Like, in Florida, her shirts would say Sunny and Loving It. And in New York, all her shirts say I Heart New York and then pizza in the back.
She owns the white...
it's actual pizza.
Neck of, like, a perfect 10 model when she wears it.
What is crazy is that her muumuu is the exact same material that tanks parachute out of planes with.
Muumuu? Or, like, no.
Don't do the same joke twice.
I'm sorry.
She was great with Bill Murray in Operation Dumbo Drop. Let's be honest, guys. She was really good. Like, standout performance. The thing is, I am glad that she did not break down and get that nose job after the movie. She kept it. She didn't care what anyone says.
It builds character.
The good thing is that she feeds herself water by sticking her nose in water and then putting it in her mouth.
What I really appreciate is her strong will for kicking out Lord Helmet on the last ship on the Baseball 1.
Guys, leave John Travolta and Hairspray alone.
John Travolta at all in the last 10
years. Dom DeLuise is a respectful actor and he makes a really good salt.
Leave him. He's doing good. Leave early Mad TV Will Sasso alone. It's hurtful. Guys, be nice.
I'd rather fuck James Gandolfini.
So, anything hot happened in the news today, or?
News. Oh, there's news.
We know where Jimmy Hoffa's at now.
Yeah, inside her fat rolls.
Yeah, she ate.
Sorry. No, Dutch, besides the fact that the 49ers, Alex Smith, came down to Miami for a tryout.
And that Matt Flynn signed with the Seahawks.
And Matt Flynn signed.
Oh, he did sign with them. Oh, okay.
And that Matt Singh is dating a linebacker for the Texans.
It's actually Mike Singh, but
Mike Singh.
Go ahead.
Whatever, just insert Indian name.
John, leave Warren Sapp body alone.
Leave Thurman Thomas out.
Guys, be careful, because last time I fought Mike Singh, he stretched out his arms really fast, and I was using Ryu and everything.
Oh, shit. It's
difficult to get away from that.
That was a good pull, dude.
It all seemed reference.
And wow. The thing is, when he does yoga fire, you better block. You better hold back.
And if you see Johnny Five roaming around New York, you know it. He's following him after with
his
some
girlfriend's
battery fluid.
In the game, too. She just turned into electricity. I think she goes by Blanca.
Oh, I thought her name was E Honda.
I thought her name was Janky.
More like W Hummer.
I thought she was a Honda.
She's a Mack truck.
Well, Dutch, I did take out car insurance on her by mistake.
Well, she's not a Honda Fit, though.
No. She's a Honda Unfit.
There you go. Hold on. I'm going to give you the picture, Dutch. An un-Mini Cooper.
She's a massive Cooper.
Anderson Cooper.
Goldie Hawn, more like Silver Fawn.
That wasn't as good.
All right, Dutch, it's in that Skype chat.
Yeah, I can't win them all.
Yeah, no, she's really hot.
It's fine. You're still batting like...
Beer goggles couldn't help that mess.
Beer goggles? You would have to burn my eyes out and then take my hands off so I'm going to touch her.
Use a welding mask.
Yes, a welding mask. I would have to put on the Hurt Locker bomb fucking material to have sex with her.
Wait, hold on. Which one is she?
She's the one with the vertical stripes that looks like King Kong ate another...
Ew!
She's pretty hot.
Dude, she's got like the fupa, the bunt thing.
No, she's got a fupa and a boopa.
She has like a second set of boobs on her stomach. That's disgusting.
Dutch, she has an inverted hoopa.
I think they're called udders.
No,
and leave alone. She's very highly worshipped in Singh's culture.
Guys, you're being unfair. Right. Looking at this butt cake that she's storing under her shirt for later.
Who's the chick on the far left with her leg up?
Oh, stop trying to
appetize.
Stop hitting on a picture, Dutch.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get my eyes off of that mess.
Dutch, she's a pot stick.
I just want to say I'm heartbroken that we broke our relationship with Edge FM, because I remember when we signed up with Edge, like, I looked up to Singh because I remember seeing him on CNN giving all that medical advice. So, like, I felt like he had
broadcast. That wasn't the guy.
It wasn't Singh?
No, that wasn't Singh.
That was Al Roker.
Dutch. Luckily, you can see that this picture, there's a clock there. If it was a video, it would be spinning because she's so fat, she warps time around her.
I figured it would say pizza time.
She really makes a stargate behind her everywhere she walks.
It's disturbing, though.
She looks like the alien that they discovered when River Phoenix made that rocket ship.
I wish Singh would
is
have.
Is she related to the Laverne and Shirley that are next to her in this picture here?
Oh, she ate Laverne.
I don't know. Yeah. See what happened? Both of them. What happened
in one sitting?
What happened was in the 80s. She really believed every time she saw the time to make the donuts commercial that it was actually time to make donuts.
Where's the beef?
I ate it.
I am it.
She was in it. It would go. Where's the beef? I ate it. All of
this
all of it.
Does this mean that Mike Singh's not going to get us into the next Harold and Kumar movie?
Hey, Royce, in case you're wondering what happened to the Micro Machine guy, she ate him.
That's what... Little shit. Thank you, Dr. Brett. She ate the 80s. All of them. Not many people,
you know,
that's Wendy's burgers are squared because her
get,
hands...
Get Dr. Brett on.
I'm sorry?
Get Dr. Brett on.
She ate the east wall down.
I'm really mad. You know, Singh promised me a job as a bank teller.
By the way,
is she a bank?
By the way, for a gal her size, she was pretty quick in the Dawn of the Dead remake.
Oh, shit.
Why? Was she the mall?
No, she was the boomer.
Oh.
Oh, it's being mean. So mean, guys.
Mean or accurate?
Oh. You don't realize in the picture those women are actually orbiting around her.
Yeah.
Good one, Brett.
That's why her foot's out like that. The gravitational pull
She's trying to kick away from the gravitation.
They're not smiling. Their face is getting pulled that way.
You know, we're
actually satellites.
We're actually... Wait, so the one out in the red, that one's supposed to be Pluto, but she's not really a planet?
I really like that chick in the red, though. I really do.
Stop hitting on a picture.
God, she's not that pretty.
Seriously.
I know. That's the thing. Mersh knows this. I'm all into six and sevens.
To you.
In comparison, inside she's pretty of you. Hot.
Hey, do you guys remember when Mike Singh made all those movies with the twists at the end?
I'm sorry, what, Mersh?
No, it wasn't M. Night Shyamalan. He didn't make those, Mersh.
What I'm trying to figure out which Indian
it Yeah, no, no.
Is.
Mersh, it was that M. Night Shyamalan movie. I think it was called Unfuckable.
No, that's just his girlfriend.
Oh, sorry. I apologize.
Yeah. No, because you can see her. Oh.
It's really too bad for those other girls, though, because they passed the event horizon, so they're fucked.
They really did. What is wrong with their faces?
She definitely isn't an abyss monster.
I think now's a good time to say.
What a tank.
Okay, well, that also.
It's horrible.
Tank. I think Rick was hiding out in her in the first season of Walking Dead.
Yeah, fucking Fallout. She is the CDC.
He's not that big, guys. But no, seriously, I think the ground's breaking underneath her.
Crying.
Oh, my God. I remember her. She was a stage in San Francisco Rush, right?
Yes.
That the hills? That's just for anyone that ever played San Francisco Rush.
Yeah, she's Dr. Eggman.
She really is Dr. Robotnik.
Fat, oh my God.
She's
fat body, tiny legs.
She's probably making a contraption to kill Sonic as we speak.
The mean
making egg robots.
Is she related to Big Kev by any chance?
Why? Because she's fat?
And her real name might be Kevin?
Yeah.
How'd she eat Kevin?
That joke's always funny. Yeah. She's funny, her eating. Dutch, you weren't on earlier, but you know the tree behind her is an actual redwood.
Oh.
You know that if Singh and his girlfriend had a kid, it would look like Rikishi?
Holy shit, man.
Wow. Or it looks now, like the head shrinkers.
Do you think she can unhinge your jaw?
Now, guys, you don't want to cut her up and have the Kittner boy spilling all over the floor.
That's really funny. Guys,
she ate Kobayashi.
Leave one half of the natural disasters alone.
Tugboat?
Yeah, leave Tugboat alone.
Oh, man.
I hope she listens to this and maybe she loses weight.
Yeah, because essentially what we're doing right now is just a public service. We're trying to help her out.
Yeah,
saying
she's going to lose a lot of weight when she decays after killing herself.
She's definitely living in
denial.
My
favorite part is when she played Viscera in the corporate ministry.
Oh, that's not nice.
It's really too bad. It's really too bad, though, because she was the pride of the Nazis in 1937. Then she had that tragic accident.
The humanity. The humanity.
Oh, I get it. That was a blimp reference.
I was like, I'm thinking in my head, the eagle's nest? And then I'm like, I'm thinking too deep.
I didn't know that she was filled with helium.
I just realized I know too much about Nazis.
If helium is code word for candy,
you gotta stop making fun of her because she's a classic character. You know, Jabba the Hutt. I mean, amazing.
She is. She really does have Leia as a sex slave on the side. You don't see it, though.
You know what?
Yeah, no, she ate
like
Leia.
That.
She's the sand monster.
Like that, guys, and you talk shit. But she probably would be the best fuck of your life. A girl who looks like that, she probably eats ass and just does everything you want.
Royce, did you just say
look for her vagina?
You know what doesn't come out of a girl that looks like that's mouth? No.
I'm sorry.
Mitch, isolate that where he said select save.
Oh, whatever.
Select save.
Alrighty.
Sorry, I'm looking at her. Would you give me a break?
I didn't think Boostus made it out of like the chocolate tube.
And Mersh, I wouldn't mind having sex with her. It's the whole getting frozen in carbonite thing that happens afterwards that I don't like.
It's the Hut.
Do you think she would make you wear that outfit that Leia had on?
Yeah, of course she would. That's the only way they have sex because she wears a strap on
because it doesn't fit.
Oh, so Singh wears it then.
Right, yeah.
Where is Singh, by the way? How come he's not in that picture?
Huh?
Is he embarrassed to be in
he's
front?
Underneath.
Oh, yeah. She's in. Oh,
yeah, she's warm.
She swallowed him for a little bit. He was cold.
Yes.
No, he's actually in her vagina like a bear hibernating.
Oh, so she's going to unbirth him later?
You think?
You don't see him because Han Solo cut her open and put Singh in there.
You motherfucker.
I don't care what you smell.
Pudgy, I hate you because I was just about to say, except you talked over me. You just smell that on the outside.
Yeah, everybody's bumping heads trying to get their lines out here.
I'd be too starstruck after seeing her in Gears of War 2.
I'm surprised her hand grew back after.
Sorry, I was killing Punchy's line.
I'm just surprised her arm grew back after Luke Skywalker cut it off in that cave. You're a wampa. Your girlfriend has a wampa body.
Yeah, didn't Luke Skywalker cut her open and sleep in her?
We've all made that joke.
We just made that one.
I think he's like.
I was sending a text message. I'm a dick.
So has this literally been going on all night?
No, about two hours worth.
It's just
almost
in his culture and his station and how he's a bad person and how he can't run anything and how we're way bigger than the station.
How about what a girl move that is? Like, I mean, at least tell us.
Do you remember when fucking the Beatles started following Sing around and then they started writing really cool music?
Oh, yeah, I get it because she's wearing yellow.
Oh, I thought you meant because they played her. She was Shea Stadium, right?
Oh, I thought
she was a submarine.
Look how, you know, look at the details. Look how fat her hands are.
Oh, dude, she's got like the inverted knuckle fat hand thing.
Yeah.
Like a baby's hands. You know, like when you see babies.
Yeah, but imagine, you know, when she gives you a hand job, you feel like you're fucking a girl.
And so. Her hands
are. Why? Because it's sweaty and wet?
And do you think the reason why she looks like those shapes is because she's actually like an actual ball of amoeba and people are pushing, like the people that are
in the picture. She changes shapes.
Yeah, she's changing shapes.
What has she done ever since she was fired as the middle UPN symbol? Like, what has she done?
Honestly, how much baby powder does this bag of shit go through?
She looks like LeBron James before a game. She throws it in the sky.
That's one of the few times I've ever felt terrible. Oh,
I really hope she loses weight or something because she's just...
Yeah, I feel bad for her.
Jesus
Christ. I'm surprised she still has feet.
You're surprised.
How many times she's heard the word morbid in a sentence from her doctor?
More like morbito.
She hears morbid a lot, and it's not because she's goth.
You know how many times she's probably heard "Do it for your family."
Do you think like Carney's trying
like,
to
kill
get
yourself rather than the embarrassment?
Do you understand when she has to get her physical at a truck stop so they could weigh her?
She's a living version of a Kathy cartoon.
Kathy's still around. I thought she died.
She by herself has 15 tickets from the Department of Transportation.
Jesus Christ.
Stop to get weighed. That's why.
That's what happens. She thinks she could use that easy pass thing.
No, free pass.
Free pass.
She has an easy pass clipped to one of her nipples.
Oh, my. You know what that bod's got to look like with that clothes off, though? Fucking boner inducing.
Hot.
That's why Singh's dating her, because she came with XM radio for the first 2 years.
I guarantee she takes off all her clothes. She looks like a revolving chocolate fountain.
You know what's funny is that
that's an image.
You know what's funny is that near us they give out free iPads when you lease one of her.
Oh, guys, Sane has deleted his Twitter account.
Oh, what happened, Sane?
What happened?
I like that this is like, what, the ninth time now that we have chosen who gets to be on the internet?
I don't care. We
so you realize what that is?
Rule the internet.
This is the internet's the last. The internet's the last place that's like the old west in that, like, you opened up a community, and if somebody started being a dick, somebody just shot them, and everybody went back to work.
Really are the mad dog tannins.
Yeah, we're just running around. You know what? I'll be your huckleberry.
Well, maybe he just, you know, accidentally got rid of it. Is there anything else that, our listeners can, like, you know, reach him through?
Well, you know, the only way to, I don't know. I mean, to quote Mitch, you would have to get past the event horizon that is his girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, if you could get past that.
I don't know how you would.
Does he has a Facebook, right? He's just Mike Singh.
Mike Singh.
How do you spell
if you
Singh?
Weren't already blocked from it?
S-I-N-G-H. But you're not going to be able to get a hold of him this weekend because his girlfriend has to be the Truckosaurus.
Truckosaurus.
It is true.
Oh, she's going to eat her weight in steaks. Coming after Mitch. Coming after Sig's girlfriend. Grave.
Nothing. It's a black hole.
Guys.
Did you hear that sing? Royce is insinuating that your girlfriend spits flames and steps on cars.
Guys,
I'm almost positive, Royce, that They Might Be Giants were inspired by her for a song. She's Universe Man.
Guys, leave her alone. It might be tough being Sterling Archer's booty call.
By the way, guys, Hawking actually is studying her.
Wormhole.
No. He's studying her. It's called the string cheese theory. How much string cheese your arteries could take.
More like the cottage cheese theory.
What we're trying to say, Singh, is I get wanting to fuck a moon bounce, but why would you date one?
Listen, seriously, Mitch, I get it. As a kid, I like Discovery Zone, but I don't want to fuck the ball pit.
A moon bounce.
Remember, she killed me on that one, man.
Fucking her must be like. Remember, as a kid, Nickelodeon had that GAC. It must be like sticking your penis in GAC.
Hey, Royce. So, do you think all she has to do now is swallow the horse, and then she'll die? Of course.
Yeah.
Nursery rhymes named after your fat bitch.
Hey, seriously, she's busy Tuesday because she's jumping over the moon.
No, I thought she was at the local tractor pull.
I remember when she fell off a wall.
As a tractor.
All the king's men couldn't put her back together again because they couldn't find her lady. Because she has a fat vagina.
No, it's not really that they couldn't. It's that they looked at her and said, why bother?
Hey,
They couldn't find her in a Kelly Blue Book.
Hey, leave.
You know, if a Hyundai Accent gets $500 in damage, you total it out.
Hey, leave every one of Mitch's early 2000 dates alone.
That's not too far off.
But you come a long way, my friend.
Yeah. Bust your neck and leave Yokozuna alone.
Guys, come on. Seriously, it must be tough being Daredevil's arch nemesis.
I already made the King Pink joke. But it's okay. It's fine. But listen, guys, I think what we're trying to say is we're trying to build bridges of love.
on top of her.
Mersh, I'm going to be laughing about describing her as a moon bounce all night, dude.
I'm pretty sure Professor Xavier is trying to recruit her.
She does resemble a moon bounce.
Oh, yeah. She's busy being the blob in the Brotherhood of Mutants.
Yeah.
In that I want to jump on her repeatedly until there's no air left in her.
She's busy.
I thought she was trying to get recruited into the Temple of Doom. Solomon Gundy.
She's busy causing the flood in Deliverance.
Oh, my God.
Born on a Wednesday, fucked on a Tuesday.
There you go, Sing. Nut up, fucko.
Come on, man.
Nut up, fucko.
It's just too easy.
You know, by the way, Sing's girlfriend actually hit somebody, and it was a gypsy. And she tried to curse her thinner, but she died because it took too much effort.
Oh, man.
She had a stroke. All right, we're done. Tonight. What do you say, guys?
I don't know, man. I can keep going.
Well, we only have 4 minutes left.
Oh, okay, four minutes. We got to do this.
I don't know, guys.
Right, let's speed round.
Guys, let's leave De Niro at the end of Raging Bull alone.
Why do we only have 4 minutes left? What is Unrecognized Genius next?
You're right. Nothing is next.
Well, we found out what was the curse of Lake Placid.
Oh, fucking Christ.
I guess what we're trying to say is you're a fat pig.
And well, you really should get some help because we care about you.
Do you... Yeah, that's how we care.
I don't.
That's our new slogan for More Like Radio. We care.
We care.
I care about you the way an older uncle likes a foreign neighbor.
I'm surprised that you're still an Adams. Do you think if she puts a light bulb in her mouth that she lights up?
Are you saying that she? Are you saying that she's a member of the Adams family?
She's a part of the inheritance. I thought Fester owned a couple
are
of
you
mills.
Saying she's Fester Adams?
I'm saying that she ate Fester Adams.
I like when. By the way, I like when Singh's girlfriend brought all her friends to help out the Lambda guys during their party.
Looks like Porky got his revenge. Oh, man.
I love it when I walk by the Singh house every night and I hear the Indiana Jones theme as they're trying to have sex with each other.
Guys, let's leave Singh alone. It's not every day you get to fuck the cast member from Lost.
It's not every day you can see the boat that Steve Guttenberg jumped off of. And...
It's not every day you can see the iceberg that sunk the Titanic.
Right, but that's only one third of her. The other two thirds is underwater.
No one should.
It's not every day you can see Jack Black in a photo op in A Christmas Carol.
By the way, Koof is saying on Twitter to Hammy, no offense, but no matter how he went about it, this was going to look bad. If he called you or emailed you, it would have ended poorly. Yes, no one's saying that it would have ended right if you would have called him. Yes, Hammy would have been pissed.
If in the past 2 years he would have called or emailed anyone.
Shut up, Koof. I'm over him too.
No. But here's the whole point of this is. I'm not saying it would have ended well. Hammy would have been pissed, but I probably would still be on the station. A few shows would still be because...
I would have been... let me just say this right now. If Singh had any sort of problem with anything I have ever said on Edge FM, he could have simply communicated with me and told me that it's bothering him. Now, for someone who...
Because his girlfriend, it robs everything of sound and light and travel and everything.
For a guy who tends to make fun of blacks, Hispanics, Asians, and virtually every group out there, you think making fun of his hacky radio voice would go over easy for him? Apparently not.
It's nothing to do with that. It's not a matter of him getting rid of you. It's a matter of how he did it. You cannot have something because it's one thing if he says, this is my hobby, whatever, who cares? And like Marie pointed out earlier, none of us are getting paid. But if you're trying to make the station profitable, you cannot treat shows on there or the talent like that. I've been in bad companies in my life, but I've been fired before. But at least the boss has DC to take me to his office and tell me, or call him, or email, or say something. But don't run away. And that's the thing, Koof. You know what? I have no problem with you. I have no problem with your show. I understand that you want to be the best friends club with Edge FM, and I get it. And I know you have no love lost for me or whatever. But you have to understand that the way he went about it was childish.
It was
stupid. Not only do I tell people things directly to their face, but then I'll say it on the air because I don't care. I don't fucking care. But I'm not
going
to...
You can't have a radio show and claim to be edgy and have a station called Edge FM and then fire shows in such a pussy way. You can't do that.
And then like not chime in when we're making fun of your fat mess of a girlfriend.
And what's the reason for firing a show anyways when there's no basis for success or failure and there's no revenue stream?
You think that she would like ask
because
Singh... Because
he doesn't like getting insulted. He doesn't like that he has a thin skin for a guy with an injury. He can't take any kind of criticism or any kind of gentle ribbing, which, by the way, a lot of this stemmed from... We were all pissed if you guys discussed the whole iPhone app debacle.
Yeah.
You guys have? Okay, never mind. I don't need to go through.
Also,
but like,
no, we didn't.
Koof just posted, I wouldn't call someone who talks poorly about me to tell them I'm done paying for them to have fun. Done paying for them to have fun? Hey, fucking, you know what? I'm done. Koof, go fuck your mother. I'm done with you, too.
I've been done with him for a while, man.
No. Not paying for them to have fun, you fuckface. It's not called paying for them to have fun. It's called we're the talent, and the reason you brought us on is to try to make you money. It's not paying for us to have fun, you shit dick. I have more followers. I have more followers on a Tuesday that speak to me than this entire station, Edge FM, has fucking listeners. So I give a shit.
Do you realize how much we promoted the station and everything like that?
And how much reproduction work you've done?
production work that you would pay $500-$600 for?
Yep.
Oh yeah, I do. We've done so much for the station as far as getting him listeners. He could do anything he wants as far as, you know, getting ads on the site to pay for whatever cost he's doing because of the listeners we brought in. So Koof, you're just wrong, dude. I'm sorry, you're just wrong.
And you know what? Right now,
you don't know how like advertisement works and listeners will work. Like the amount of stuff we brought in for this station, he's not paying for us to have fun. We've done so much for the station, it's unreal.
Why is Sing still Dutch's friend, not mine?
I don't know.
He is?
I guess that's Sing.
Because Sing doesn't know Dutch is part of our show. The same reason why Fifth Circle is still on the lineup.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool? I don't know what issue.
Can we broadcast?
Because Koop is just a dumb dude, man. If he doesn't get like how much we've done for the station, he's just dumb.
No, it's
and, you know, sorry. And, you know, I'm sorry. Going back to the whole making fun of people and bashing people, how often are me and Mike at the butt end of jokes of everybody else on the station? How often are
and
me
well
and Mike
deserved.
Well deserved, absolutely. But how often are we bashed and we just go, you know, fuck it. Like, who cares? It's fun. It's entertaining.
Getting you guys get you guys get bashed in promos.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But for a guy who advertises Edge of M as we're talkless, we're edgy talk. When you get posts and shows that are edgy talk and entertaining, you cannot be angry when someone ends up making fun of you.
If anything, you'd be like we're fighting back.
I don't know
if he realized that we were making fun of him as much as he was. I think he might have just heard one show of you trashing his crappy voice, and he didn't realize that we've been trashing him for a long time now.
And that's all I have ever made fun of him about. I never went after his family or his personal life. I just made fun of his stupid little radio voice that he
does. You know what bothers me is that Koof thinks he has his fucking inside track to the station when I've had just as many conversations with Sal on the phone. As a matter of fact, I spoke to Sal last week for 5 hours about More Like Radio and about asking him, hey, what do you think? Hey, and I even called and look, I'm not a liar. I'll tell you full disclosure what I said. I said, listen, we're making our own station. We wanted to do it for a while. We don't want to leave Edge. It has nothing to do with Edge. It has nothing to do with you. But, you know, I even offered Sal, and Hammy, you could attest to this. I offered Sal, I go, look, we want you to be one of the owners, man. We really like what you're doing. We understand that Sing doesn't know what he's doing. Let us offer you a fresh start. And it's his decision not to, which is fine. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. But
he was a fucking douche about it, too.
It's a matter of that I went out of the way, and I tried to do it right, man. I called everybody. That's one thing. You can say whatever you want about me, but I have never, ever been accused of not being 100% clear with my opinion, off the air or on the air. I don't care. But when you say stupid things like, you know what's going on, or paying to have fun, go fuck yourself. Let me tell you something right now. If you, as a radio
station... Hold on. If he doesn't want to pay for anyone else, why are we the only shows that got kicked off? Because we ribbed him. We made fun of him. Everybody else who's on the show is paying to have fun.
Here's what I'm going to say, Dutch. If you are running Edge FM and you've had a show like Hippo Juice on your site for 2 years and you can't make money off of us, the failure is on you, not on me.
We're making plenty of money on our own.
We're making money. We're getting nominated for things. We have real-time guests approaching us. And it's not even tooting up my own horn because you know I fuck around, but I don't do that shit. All right. And by the way, I still got on my way to help new shows that are coming up that ask me. I always help them out. I don't give a flying fuck. Unlike Sing, and I have no vested interest in Edge. I was helping shows that I don't even know on Edge set up their streamers because Sing was too goddamn lazy to help people directly, or he would have another person be his go-between because apparently he's too good. The only way I could speak to him is if I asked him to bag my stuff in plastic at his grocery store. but it's the avid stupidity. Koof, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
He's just a dumb guy. He's just one of those idiot radio guys who thinks he knows more than he does. He's never worked for radio. He's just dumb.
He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's talking about. You don't understand. If you cannot make money off of this show, you do not know what you're doing. Because we have given you tools to make. We went in here and said, make money off of us. Go for it.
And the thing is that we've been kicked off of stations before. Fine. Whatever. You know, it's happened before. This was a personal vendetta against us because he had a thin skin. That's the reason why we've been trashing this for so long. Because normally we don't care about this kind of stuff. You know, when we get kicked off of stations, like, what was that, 92X or whatever? whatever we mentioned it, we're like, whatever, screw it. You know, the reason why we're so ticked about this entire situation was just the way he went about it, this girly way that he went about it.
And I'm just absolutely sick of this nonchalant attitude from Koof, because I think he thinks that he's going to be the number one court jester in fucking Sing's fucking land. You're not.
And by the way, and Royce is right. If you can't make money in radio, then you have no business doing it. And if I can't make money selling copies of Killjoy, now available on iTunes soon and Amazon, then I have no business doing what I'm doing.
Koof, we've been doing this for a long time. Shut up. We know what we're doing. You can just, you know, go back to doing your show with no listeners, because none of our listeners are going to be listening to your show probably ever
and
again.
By the way, I've gotten insulted by him before on the Edge FM thing, where he said, "Oh, you just want to be the big bad wolf. You just want to attack other shows."
I remember that.
And by the way, it has nothing to do with that, Koof. The thing is that, yes, I am an asshole. Yes, I fight people. Yes, I'm an avid prick. And most people, when they first meet me, think I'm a dick. And they probably are right to assume that. But at the end of the day, with all my personality flaws, there's one thing I'll tell you. I know how to do radio. And I don't need to prove
it. And you're actually funny.
Yeah, I don't need to prove it. Look at my numbers. I don't need to fucking show you that I'm good at what I do. Because I know what I'm doing, and I've been doing it longer than fucking other shows on the internet have. Probably one of the first.
All right, now, Royce, now you're starting to sound pompous.
No, fuck. I'm going to say what? No.
I'm starting to dislike him. I'm starting to see Koof's point now.
Now I'm going to fix it. Watch this. In Dutch, and my co-host Dutch is so handsome, he doesn't know what to do with it.
He really is.
Am I turning you around,
and
Dutch?
Guys,
yes, this tweet to me from Koof is going to piss all of you off. I pretty much said to Koof what you said, Royce. The shows are there to bring listeners, sponsors, money to the station. Canon show because you don't like them is fucking stupid. His response: there has been no sponsors or money yet in the 5 years Edge FM has been on the air. No one has this business plan figured out yet.
That's not our problem. We have our business.
I don't own the station. You know what that's like?
That's his point. That's something he needs to figure out. That's not on us.
Yeah.
If he can't figure out how to make money off of us, which we will fully allow him to do, that's his fault, not ours.
No one's telling you not to make money off of us. But the thing is, you never marketed us. You never used it. We had big interviews. You never promoted our interviews. You never did it, which is fine. I don't care. Listen, we're going to be fine on our goddamn self. We don't have any issues. I'm not concerned. We were perfect.
Yeah, Royce, don't even respond to Koof. He's just dumb. He's dumb.
Yeah, he has like those stupid pictures of himself that he photoshops goofy things all over the place. I don't even know what the hell his big deal is.
Well, John, to be fair, that's all we do too. Let's be honest.
Most of them are of you, John.
Good.
All right. Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
And even I'll admit at this point that too many of them have me in it.
Right. So by the way,
get it, Dennis.
So enjoy your listenership. Listen, I don't care. If you, by the way, Koof, I will say this last thing, Dutch. If you think you know how to make money, then if the business plan, you don't seem to be doing a great job about it. The difference is we're actually meeting people that are willing to invest money with us. We're doing things right, and not because we're just some lucky fucking rich boys. We fucking work hard and we make.
And I'll even go this far. You know what, Koof? Fucking, I'm challenging you to a ladder match. We're going to hang an internet radio station above a ladder. Okay, you and me in a cage. What does that work?
Falls anywhere?
Fair enough, but I'm telling you right now, write it in the script that I'm going to have a run-in.
How about an internet radio station on a pole?
Can I be the Brooklyn Brawler?
Yes, you can be the Brooklyn Brawler.
This is how dumb Koof is. The thing is that no one has ever mentioned money once tonight. That wasn't the point of any of this.
It has nothing to do. If you,
he's basically making an excuse for you just want to pay for other people to have fun. Well, that wasn't the point. It had nothing to do with paying. It was he didn't like the fact that he was getting insulted every once in a while.
Money is so far beyond the point of all of this. If you want to talk about money, we came into Edge FM after he decided to build Edge FM. We didn't come to Mike Singh and say, build us a station for us to have fun in.
Yeah. So, Koof, just whatever. Why are we justifying this with an answer? Everybody knows what the real problem was, so...
And this wasn't about money. Marie is right. If Marie was into money, she wouldn't be sleeping with Royce.
Exactly. Wait,
he has none.
Or feeding Singh's fat girlfriend.
Why are you with Royce again? Nobody can figure this out.
I think that's the most honest thing Dutch has ever said in broadcasting.
Dutch, I'll say it for you. 'Twas beauty killed the beast. But yeah, you know, you don't know. That,
you made up for the moon jump. Like now, we both made each other's.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, yeah.
There you go. But yeah, moon I don't. Bounce. I don't understand what you're trying to do. Well, now they can start their own business if they have a foolproof plan. You know,
can you imagine making a fat girl out of a jumpy castle?
Why is he being a pouty bitch?
Because he's cool.
Does Koof even like have a show?
Yeah, you know what? You gotta treat Koof like a child. You just gotta be like, all right, Koof, you know what you're doing. You're
hey, hold on. Didn't he like get like? Wasn't he trying to say, okay, we should make a new rule. No show should talk about other shows at all. And we were like, no, screw
Koof,
you.
Koof is 21. He knows the world, Dutch. We're not going to teach him anything.
But the bad thing is, I like Doug.
But Dutch, he just took a business class at community college. He knows what he's talking about.
And he did it at home in his pajamas because he's into yeah. Rye.
Right. That's seriously, right. I'm getting my degree in my pajamas.
He's had his own cell phone for like almost the whole contract now.
It's crazy. Like his mom put it under his name because he's got to learn responsibility at some point.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, sure. His 1995 5.0 Mustang is still under his grandparents' name, but that doesn't mean the guy doesn't work hard.
Nick Koof has, and this is a fact, a prepaid credit card.
He does. He does. And by the way, he does have a card for his bank, but it's only a savings account because he got it when he was under 18. And they don't give you a check.
What's sad about this is that
you're stupid.
Very funny. We like Dougie. That's the thing.
Yeah, I like Dougie.
Stupid and drew attention to himself.
Yeah.
He really did.
Why did he do that? Like, we're in the middle of going after her. There's already blood in the water. What was he thinking?
I'm calling Doug. Let's see if he answers.
Oh, nice.
The first car Koof's parents ever bought him 2 years ago was the size of Mike Singh's girlfriend.
Oh, was it a 1989 Astro Fat?
No, it was a 92.
No, it was a Stagecoach.
Jesus. Why? Was she supposed to pull it?
She was it.
She was the epitome.
Look back on her now.
Oh, my God. I would say she would turn into a pumpkin on the way home, but too late.
She turned into a Geo Tracker.
A Geo Tracker.
Again, too late.
All right. Well, I think we vented enough. I think we put on an entertaining enough show. Don't we all think, guys?
I had fun.
Filler show on Tuesdays.
Why are you plugging them?
You can go listen to Koof. He's probably, you can listen to his awesome radio prowess because he's good.
Okay, here's what I just said to Koof. Responding to his, now they could start their own business. I'm saying, well, they are. In less than a week, they have you guys have a site outline. You know what the site's going to look like. A possible investment worth thousands and meetings in New York. Why couldn't Singh do any of this?
Because he was too
You're
busy.
You're making us sound douchey now.
No. We're not sounding
you
douchey.
You should have said it's just there. I don't know what they're doing. They're just twiddling their fingers at home because that's
We're
all people
big stars.
Wait, Singh's girlfriend can't twiddle her fingers.
I have a plan, Dutch. What we'll do is...
They get stuck.
They get stuck.
Listen, Dutch, you'll be crash override. I'll be acid burn. And here's my business plan. We'll hack a Gibson.
Nobody can hack a Gibson.
Yeah, you can. I've seen hackers. Angelina Jolie with short hair hacked a Gibson.
Oh, and Singh's girlfriend ain't Jolie.
Yes. Nobody can.
I'm surprised Hammy's still alive because I figure like Singh's girlfriend would mistake it for him.
Singh's girlfriend ate a Gibson, like an actual cat.
That's where all the Gibsons are. Story.
She actually ate Les Paul himself. That's why he died.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she ate a Gibson. Mel Gibson.
Give me back my son.
She does really look like a stand-up bass, doesn't she?
More like a cello.
Basses are bigger.
Stand-up bass is bigger.
No, but she ate a cello.
Cello.
Was she a flag girl? Can we guess if she was a flag girl at her high school?
That would be hilarious if she was an...
That still requires walking. She was in the AV club.
When you said flag girl, I thought you said she was a fly girl, because that would make sense, because she would have been on In Living Color.
The thing is, she was a flag girl, but they gave her the American flag, and they gave her one like that was an actual size.
From a car dealership.
Man, black guys won't even like hoot and holler at her.
Jesus Christ. You know what? Koof's kind of right, to me at least. He said fuck off, Marsh. He said the bottom line is you're 100% as far as lack of communication. Koof said, you should have been called and given a reason, but it's too late for that, and it, no apology will change your feelings. No, it kind of will, because if same...
No, it won't.
Because I'm still going to bash him, but...
Yeah, no, there's no turning back. He's getting hammered all week.
I've been making fun of Singh since the day I landed on Edge, so I don't really have...
Guys, Singh's
just... I'm like the Ron Paul of our group.
Guys, Singh is...
Well, you're old and nobody likes you?
I figured you were Mitt Romney.
I like you, Mersh.
A game that's unique on its own.
Really well played.
Singh is just mad because he's dating a side-by-side refrigerator freezer. What do you want from him?
You know what, though? I prefer those because I don't like having to bend down to get the ice.
Oh, it's very obnoxious.
All right. You know what? Let's
get out of here.
Let's get out of here. I think we've said enough. Thank you for listening, guys. Hippo Juice will be live on Wednesday. It will be on live stream and Ustream.
Royce, why are you better?
iTunes.
I am better
than you.
Jesus, there's so many reasons. But I guess I am better than you because I actually am putting forth effort into making a successful internet radio company.
Producer Mitch.
I am better than you because my fridge has food in it.
Marie, go ahead.
I am better because I've never been mistaken for the Death Star.
Oh, shit.
All right, Punchy.
I'm better than you because I wasn't killed by a Dilophosaurus in Jurassic Park.
Dilophosaurus? Shit.
Amy, go ahead.
Great.
I'm better than you because I just bought a 17-inch MacBook Pro for less than $1,200.
That's funny. Singh's girlfriend just ate one for less.
I was about to say, oddly enough, she spent that much on lunch.
I was going to say the scale came in less.
Mercy, go ahead.
Mercy does eat at Restaurant Depot.
Oh, I'm better than you because I don't care what some genius... I fucked it up. Forget
it. Oh, no. What happened? Start over.
That joke.
I was going to say I'm better than you because I don't care what platform some genius makes a free fucking app for us to stream our show on.
Hey, you guys want to hear a clean joke before we leave?
Yeah, go ahead.
Husband, no. Janice, when I see you in that hat, I laugh. Wife, good. I'll put it on when the bills come in.
With that, thanks for listening, everybody, to Dutch and Roy's. It's terrible.
All right, and we're going to...
Mitch, get us out of here.
Yeah, we're leaving with a Hot Dog in a Hallway by NoFX.
Yay!
Woo! All right. See you guys next week.